Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term die-hard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's wearing exactly the same outfit as Farmer Tom?
Right. Yeah.
From last night's Survivor. And it's time for another episode. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hair Loss and all the ships at sea. Ready to provide you with a four-hour radio stink face. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode, or as Matt Lauer would say, a new episode of the Don Mike Show here on this Friday, January 11th.
Uh-huh.
Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. A lot of stations carrying the show live now. Of course, D.C. and New York and Seattle and Portland and Las Vegas and Milwaukee and
right.
Madison and Austin, Texas.
Right.
All of those cities you call 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, call 877-692-1027. Those are the DJ hot phones, so you can call us. And here he is to my left and to your right. Lucky to be alive today, I
yes,
hear.
Yes, it's true.
Our friend Guy Burnley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
So, okay, let's start there. Before we talk about SmackDown or Survivor or anything else.
Put car in reverse, crush accelerator.
Hold on. Yesterday, on the way back from New York to D.C., we did our own version of The Amazing Race.
Yes, we did.
Lisa took the airplane. I took the automobile,
right?
And the rest of the guys took the train.
Took the train.
So the thought was to see who would get back first. I believe Lisa won, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Lisa made it back first.
I'm sure she would have.
Took a 4:30 flight out of LaGuardia.
It would have been Lisa, followed by you, followed by us.
Yeah, I had a wonderful trip up the New Jersey Turnpike.
I would have been the last one to get home.
Loved it. Loved the that's how I'm going to be getting to New York from now on.
Really?
Screw the train. Screw the plane.
You're going to drive.
You love the driving.
You like it.
Love it.
Like
love
the
it.
Solitude.
Yeah, love it, and it's faster. It's faster than all the other crap. It's faster than, well, maybe not faster than the airplane, but right. Certainly faster than the train. So we get home last night, and I'm calling around, and I'm saying, hey, guess what? I'm at home already. Guess what? I'm here already. and I didn't hear from you. I talked to you while we were en route.
Yeah, I talked to you when we were right outside of Baltimore on the train.
And it wasn't until this morning when I arrived at the station. I got here about the same time as Buzz, and Buzz says, oh, man, I'm lucky to be alive. And I said, what happened? And now, Buzz, really, no bull ass.
Uh-huh.
You stop me if I'm not quoting you verbatim.
Okay.
Buzz says that he's getting that in his parking space there at Union Station, the train station.
Right.
He is carefully backing out of his parking spot.
Well, now, that's I take issue with that statement.
Uh-huh.
With that word, to describe how he's backing out of his parking spot. Uh-huh. Carefully would not be the word that I was that I would use to accurately describe the way he just torpedoed out of his parking spot.
See, I would stick with the word carefully and add the word slowly to that. Slowly and carefully.
No, not by a long shot.
Hey,
hold
on.
He almost smacked into me.
Hold on. Let me get Buzz's side. Out that we'll hear Mike's side.
Okay. All right.
So Buzz says, I'm carefully backing out of the spot.
Uh-huh.
And
looking in all directions.
Yeah, and you did point that out also.
No, right.
Absolutely not looking in all directions.
Mike, please.
I'm sorry.
Please let the plaintiff get his side
Jesus
out first.
Christ. Looking in all directions.
I'm
carefully backing out of the parking spot,
right.
Looking in all directions, when a truck comes careening around the corner.
Careening?
Yes. That was the word he used.
Careening?
Careening. And nearly ran into me. We came within an inch of smashing into each other. He said, and imagine my surprise when the man driving the truck was Mike.
Do you know, in a court of law, in any traffic situation, it is the responsibility of the individual who is backing out of his space to look for oncoming traffic.
That's true.
And I don't doubt that he was looking in back of him, but he was not looking. Buzz was parked the second car in a traffic row that happened to be the road that goes down to the exit from the parking garage. And what Buzz did was probably look in back of him, but he did not look to see if there was any traffic, which is the major artery for all the cars coming from the other direction to exit the parking lot.
Okay.
Thusly, when I came around the corner, Buzz shot out of the parking space like a cannon.
Buzz, your rebuttal?
I because the visibility was so difficult, there was a large truck parked next to me. That's why I backed out so slowly and carefully.
Visibility?
To make sure, yeah, there was the visibility was difficult because
visibility was difficult. That's why you backed into me.
A tall vehicle.
I had to avoid you. My cat-like reflexes had to go to the right to avoid your maxima.
We both stopped very quickly. We both averted the accident
because we acted quickly. Yes, we did. But it's the responsibility of the individual
of
backing out of the space.
That's why
to watch for oncoming traffic.
Slow and careful.
Now that's the only issue I take with Buzz here. Is it was not a slow. It was not slow. He was shooting out of that parking space.
Yes, because cars go so fast in reverse.
Well, you know, they can, Buzz. Uh-huh. They can, especially like when your motor functions aren't all that solid.
Right.
I think sometimes, you know, actually, you know, you may not know how much pressure to put on the accelerator.
Right.
I've seen that down in Florida.
Decrepit and retarded. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to manage a vehicle.
But, Buzz, would you agree on one thing with
What's
me? That when you're coming out of that parking lot, I mean, you know, our trip, getting to Penn Station, we got to sit in this special little lounge.
Mm-hmm.
It was an absolute wonderful, you know, the three of us were really enjoying each other's
great.
Company. We were really relaxed. You know, we got down to the train on time. The train left on time. The train made great time down to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into Union Station and let the gigantic CF begin.
True.
With two little parking attendants to let the whole Acela Express train get out of the parking garage, and it takes conservatively about 25 minutes to get out of the parking garage, and it's totally inadequate, like everything is around here.
That would explain why each of you was speeding.
Well, I think we were both going at a pretty good.
But I really wasn't, because I was resigned to the fact that it was going to take a while to get out of there, and I saw no need to hurry.
He shot out of that parking space like somebody had an elastic band around the front of his car.
And Buzz, for the record,
you know what he was looking? Let me show you. This is the direction he was looking in. He was looking in his rearview mirror.
Yeah.
He was. He wasn't looking carefully. He wasn't doing the proper thing to back out, which is to put your chin over your right shoulder and look in that direction. He might have had a better view of me, but, you know, I understand there are probably flexibility issues.
Because you were also coming around the tall vehicle. You didn't see me look in the other direction.
Well,
through the other
I would say it is your responsibility, because you're next to the tall vehicle, and I'm coming around, and I didn't even see your car at all.
That's
because, and then when you just, I mean, just careened out of that parking space.
seconds.
What do you estimate your speed as you were backing out of the parking space to be?
It couldn't have been more than 45.
No, come on, really. Give me an accurate...
I don't think speed has anything to do with it. You can't get up to ahead of speed. What you can do is you can, you know, your foot can feebly slip on the accelerator.
Were you going? Like 3 miles an hour maybe as you backed up?
What it was, Don, you know, here's the way somebody normally... I'm going to show you. This is the parking space. This is my hand right here, and this is your car, okay? This is the way people normally go out of the parking space.
That's
like that.
Did,
as yeah. they're looking. This is the way Buzz went out of that when I came around the corner.
No.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It happened lightning fast.
It appeared that way because you were coming around the corner.
Well, no, but I was absolutely creeping around the corner, you know, fearing that there might be some other senior citizens up on the parking garage.
Right.
But then I think Buzz beat me out of the parking lot because he got in the right lane. You got in the proper lane, and I got in the lane with all the credit cards.
Sheer luck.
But that's
not what killed me.
No. Listen, yeah. Buzz actually had a problem with a roughie out on Pennsylvania Avenue.
When I say I'm lucky to be alive, that has nothing to do with the little incident that we nearly had.
Did you run into one of those people that come up to the cars on the exit onto 395?
No, I'm on a street that leads away from Union Station, and it's a wide one-lane street. There are parked cars on one side, and a big red Ford Expedition comes up behind me and tries to squeeze through on the right between me and the one lane on the road and the parked cars. Well, you know, I kind of held my ground. I maintained my position in the center of the lane and pulled up.
Is this the road that you take when you
Louisiana.
Pull out of the parking garage and you start heading down towards the traffic lights?
This is on Louisiana Avenue.
But, I mean, I just want to make sure. Is this the road?
Yeah.
Because that's a two-lane road.
Not at this one point. It absolutely is not.
It's two lanes all the way to the 395 area.
You know, believe what you like. This was a one lane. I was on a one lane road.
I don't know what's going on between you two today.
All right. You're saying it's Louisiana?
I believe so, yes.
All right.
Was Garrett up there?
yes.
So what happened?
He was driving the Expedition.
So, for the sake of argument, it's a one-lane.
This guy tries to squeeze
we'll
between
your little family.
So Garrett and the parked cars.
Garrett Top is driving the hearse with Dave Thomas inside.
Right. And they try to squeeze through on the right between me and the parked cars. Unable to do so, the guy slows down, gets behind me, and then crosses the yellow line to get on my left to pull up next to me and says something to the effect, "What are you, crazy?" And I said, "You think you own the road?"
Oh, dear.
And he said, "You think you do?" And I don't think I responded to that. And he said, "Next time I'll just run you off the road." And I said, "You go right ahead and do that."
Hey, you showed him.
Tell him, Pops.
And then he said, "Take that gay stuff somewhere else." And pulled away.
Really?
Whatever that means.
Wow.
I have his license plate number.
You do?
I do.
All right, good.
Buzz, look at that assertiveness from Buzz.
Yeah. I found it to be, all the Paxil in the world couldn't help me deal with the exit from Union Station.
No.
It is the most stressful amount of driving that I do in Washington, D.C. now, because everybody has waited in that line for a half an hour to get out of the goddamn parking lot, which is completely inadequate. Mm-hmm. Everybody is trying to get down to, most people, trying to get down to one lane to merge onto 395 South. It sucks.
Boys, when will you learn?
And then, you know, and then you got the people that are coming up to you, you know, and we're trying to reach in your car. To, you know, the panhandlers that are coming up there trying to reach in your car, and it's just bad timing. I mean, if you're going to be a panhandler, that's just not the place you want to hang out.
So simple. New York City, you go to West End Avenue, go to the Lincoln Tunnel. We're on the New Jersey Turnpike by 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Baltimore in time to hear Buzz's newscast.
You did a little Queen's Third Person there for a second. You just said, we're on the Jersey Turnpike.
Well, that's, you know, the Royal Week.
You know how Union Station could solve about 70% of the problem? Is do like they do parking at National Airport and just scan the credit card and not require you to sign.
Yeah, right.
God. Absolutely. They
so
cut
easy.
The time in half.
That would speed things up.
Absolutely.
My problems weren't so much train-related as they were automobile-related once I got out of the train station.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had it all going yesterday. Planes, trains, automobiles.
Yeah, I mean, Amtrak could not be any easier than it was yesterday. It was absolutely the smoothest, most wonderful train trip, one of the best I've ever had on Amtrak. And then when you get to Union Station, it becomes the just superior cluster F.
So I get home last night. I got home earlier than I normally get home, and spent some time with the family. And then I don't know, about 8 o'clock, 8:15, said to Frida, "Oh, you know what? I better go watch Survivor,
right?
Because I know everybody's going to want to talk about Survivor today on the show." And she said, "Fine." And keep in mind that this is the weekend. Oh, well, God, thank you, Jesus, for this weekend. This is a great weekend. I love it when there's playoff football on Saturday and on Sunday.
Big stuff.
So she already knows that effective 4 o'clock tomorrow, she's a widow. Because effective 4 o'clock tomorrow, and my son has no father, starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Because tomorrow at 4, you got Tampa Bay and Philly. Then tomorrow night at 8. I love that. 8 o'clock, a playoff game on Saturday night. You got the Jets in Oakland.
Right.
Then on Sunday, you got the Packers and the Niners. And then you follow that up with Miami and Baltimore.
Very cool.
It's the best. You got playoff football on both days. I'm freaking out of my mind.
Is the game in Oakland? Is that why they're doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, we've been away this week, and I spent some time with my wife, and then I said, well, I really got to go watch Survivor, you know, to see what's happening with Survivor. And she hates Survivor. So she said, I understand. Go ahead. You got to talk about it on the show. So I'm watching Survivor, which is just boring as hell.
Oh, I mean, it's just a created TV event that, you know, could not be any more tedious.
The challenge there, once they get my guy Tom out, the challenge is... They're standing on pieces of wood.
I didn't mind that because that was actually something that was really happening, as opposed to, you know, the long establishing shots of the campsite with the turned over pottery.
And what about when all the Africans would come around and, like, do their dances
and
rub the stuff on their faces?
At least that was something happening. But, I mean, most of it was just this... tedious. It's like they're trying to drag it out without anything happening.
So I'm watching this, and... And suddenly I remember that SmackDown is on.
Right.
Yes. And
that's reality TV.
This is the SmackDown that Rob and Lisa went to.
Well, that's something happening.
So I turn on Channel 20, and I'm watching it. I'm not seeing the fat guy yet with the stink face. So I go back to Survivor, and then the phone rings, and it's Rob. And he says, hey, are you watching SmackDown? And I said, yeah, I was watching, but it was boring. And Rob said, no, turn it on. The good stuff's going to happen. I said, okay. So I hang the phone up, and I turn SmackDown back on. And sure enough, the big Asian-Hawaiian guy who's got the big, gigantic, cottage cheesy ass cheeks. I mean, the guy weighs like 400 pounds. What he does is he gets the black guy in the corner.
Booker T.
He gets him in the corner. And what he does is he pulls his wrestling pants like they're a thong. So he's got just the thong between his two pillows.
Oh,
he really comes right at the guy and just... So you see this, and I'm watching this, and I am... It's so much better than Rob has described. It is so much better. And then after that, Booker T goes over. He jumps out of the ring... And because he's so sick, he goes over by where the announcers are, and he projectile vomits.
Oh, my God.
All over the announcers. And the phone rings again, and it's Rob again, and he goes, so what do you think? And I said, listen, I don't care how stupid this is the greatest show I've ever seen. I hang up the phone, and I'm still laughing out loud. Now, not a lot really makes me laugh out loud.
There was something that you didn't say, and it's so great. There was a mixture of joy and apologeticness. You said, I'm sorry, I'm a fan.
You know, I'm sorry, but I got to admit it. I love this. This is maybe one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. I'm laughing out loud, and not a lot. I mean, like, you know, something about Mary makes me laugh out loud.
Right.
Sometimes Meet the Parents makes me laugh out loud.
Right.
So anyway, Frida comes around the corner, and I'm off the phone with Rob now, but I'm still laughing. They're showing the replays of this guy getting the ass in the face, and then Booker T going, and it's fantastic. She comes around the corner, and she goes, who's on the phone? And now, you know, she often complains about my... less than chipper moods.
Right.
I mean, certainly not to the extent that you get the complaint, but I get, a lot of times I get from my wife, she'll say, how are you? And I'll say, fine. Mm-hmm. I never say,
right,
I'm great, I'm on top of the world, I'm happy as can be, and click my heels. A lot of the time it is, oh, I'm fine, everything's okay. Well, she walks in the room, and I am absolutely laughing so much that I'm nearly crying. She says, who was on the telephone? I said, oh, that was Rob. And then she looks at the screen, and it is the replay of the guy getting the ass in the face. And she said, I thought that you couldn't be with me because you didn't want to watch Will and Grace because you had to watch Survivor. I said, oh, yeah, no, honey, Survivor's boring. I said, this is the SmackDown that Rob went to. I said, look at this. This guy puts his ass...
It's the stink face.
...in this other guy's face, and then the other guy goes and throws up. And she got so pissed.
Sure, sure.
She said, that's it.
Good night, idiot.
She said, yeah.
Toodaloo ass.
She said, I don't know. Yeah, toodaloo ass. She said, I don't know what happened to you. All I know is that now you like NASCAR, and now I see you watching wrestling,
right,
and you're on the telephone with your friends,
right,
discussing the wrestling while you're watching it.
You got to call your brother Jim now.
yeah, that's another thing Jimmy and I could have in common.
Absolutely, he likes the wrestling.
So I go back to SmackDown, and then it just gets to the regular wrestling with The Rock, and I go back to Survivor, and I do want to give Survivor a little credit. That they did fool me in this regard. At the very final tribal council, where they were doing the voting,
mm-hmm,
when they announced that Ethan was the winner,
mm-hmm,
I had absolutely no idea that whole last scenario was being done on a soundstage in Los Angeles.
No, and I was saying at one point, I think I said to my wife, I said, you know, I thought that they go back to L.A. to do the winner, to announce the winner. I thought they go back there. Why are they still in Africa? What's the deal with this?
They did an absolute perfect. Buzz, did you see it?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, you're giving us a look like we're dopes.
No, I'm just listening. I'm looking with rapt attention.
Okay, well,
at any time, because I did flip around also, at any time did they say that they were in Los Angeles before they...
I don't think so.
It was incredible because they made the announcement.
It was seamless.
Wow. And then they pan back and you see there's a studio audience.
It's like
then old Brian Gumbel comes into
that's
the picture.
Pretty cool. It was like the Price is Right studio. And, I mean, it looked exactly like Africa. They had the fires going. They had the background exactly the same as on
really
Africa.
Really amazing the way they did it. They had a big soundstage.
That
is
cool. So they announced that this guy Ethan is the winner. And then all of a sudden, the house lights go up. And you see that there's a studio audience of like 500 people.
And all the other contestants come out through a door.
Yeah.
And they're there. And it's not Africa. And they're all back in Los Angeles. And it's real time. It's live.
It was pretty cool.
Impressive.
I mean, I really don't care about who won, but that
I thought the old lady was going to win. I really thought she was a slam dunk, but I guess she pissed a lot of people off during the course of the game, so that's why she didn't win.
Yeah, and as opposed to the old lady who won last year,
right?
This year's old lady wasn't hot.
No, well, she was older than the old lady that won last year.
She was more old lady.
Tina was younger than this. So this woman, 56 years old, but she kicked the ass of those two guys in the challenge, which amazed me that those two guys couldn't handle it, but she could. I was amazed at that.
And Brendan, the homo, you know, homos are always funny on Survivor.
Oh, they're hysterical.
He said, well, then Ethan got up, and Ethan was doing his speech, and he did it.
I was the one that was less qualified to be up there, and he was stupid.
So of course, I'm gonna vote for the girl.
But, the gay guy doesn't compare to our Virginia pig farmer or goat farmer.
Again, and I said this to you a long time ago, if you want to go, and anyone interested in advertising on the Don and Mike show, you want to know exactly what the average Don and Mike listener looks like, thinks like, and is got going on in their lives... You look at this guy, Farmer Tom from Survivor, his goddamn overalls. And yeah, last night...
Oh, he advertised his stupidity like I've never seen.
They give, before they're going to do the final vote, in an effort to just drag this out as long as possible, they give each of the people who are kicked off first a chance to ask the two remaining contestants...
I think the final people that are in the merged tribe, right?
There's like seven people that get to ask each of them a question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for the hillbilly the Don and Mike listener, Farmer Tom, to ask his question.
Everybody is reasonably articulate, trying to express themselves and make their points and ask their questions. And then this guy, who has an extraordinary level of difficulty putting a sentence together, gets up.
His question
was, Johnny Dumbass, like I've never heard before on Survivor.
All right, go ahead.
If you, do you think when those hyenas lick their hineys, do they do it to get rid of the taste of the mush? It was some just inane talking about hyenas breaking into the campsite eating mush. Would they lick their hineys to get rid of the taste of the mush, or just to clean themselves or something? And I'm sitting there with my jaw hitting the floor. What the F is he talking about?
The guy was such a dummy.
He apparently didn't like the mush that the old lady made. Kim was the lady, the old lady finalist, and he didn't like the mush she made, and that was his point. And, you know, you just see them all trying to be polite to this guy, but they're all going, oh, my God, what an idiot.
Someone should tell Tom you spell Ethan E-T-H-A-N.
No, I spelled it E-A-T-H-E-N.
Oh, that's wrong.
I said, is Ethan some kind of, like, California dude that has one of those wacky spellings, or is Tom just a complete... Complete moron.
Bingo.
Amazing.
Bingo. Just a...
E-A-T-H-E-N. You go what goes around, comes around. I mean, I don't know how he made the cut. I guess they said, for once, we're going to get one really just challenged guy in.
Well, he made it to the final four.
Yeah. He's lovable. He's kind of a lovable galook.
And I told you the episode a couple of weeks ago when he was giving one of the girls a bath,
right,
was fun.
Yeah.
When he was rubbing her back.
And he's not that old. He's not as old as he looks, right? I mean, isn't he like in his 40s or something like that?
Oh, he's
got to
be in his 50s.
No, I really do believe he's in his 40s. I think you'd be amazed at his age. Because I remember they said his age, and I'm like, there's no way.
He's 27.
He looks very much like a Dukes of Hazzard guy.
Yeah, if the hyenas came into the camp and ate the mush, when later on, when they licked their hineys, would they do that to clean themselves or because they wanted to get the taste of the mush out of their mouths? Unbelievable. And you know, and then they're trying to answer him seriously?
Yeah.
And that was even dumber.
Yeah, Ethan and the old broad are sitting going, well, I think that really probably it might have something to do with the way animals clean themselves in general.
Incredible. And then he says at the end, hey, congratulations to you both. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just hysterical.
I'll tell you this, it's not a Richard Hatch in that bunch.
No. Nope.
I mean, all those people, they went on that show thinking that they were going to be the next Richard Hatch. The people who went on the second Survivor thought that one of them was going to be Richard Hatch.
Right.
There's only room in the world for one Richard Hatch, I'm afraid.
This is true.
Now, I think Tina Wesson was her name, who won the second one.
Yeah, Tina won, right.
The co-anchor of the Rose Bowl Parade this year on one of the networks. Do you think any of them are even of that caliber?
Well, I think that the winner, you know, is not that bright a guy.
Ethan?
The guy, Lex, was, I think, the most outspoken male.
Oh, The tattooed guys.
He was the most articulate, I thought.
And you put him on the Rose Bowl with Kevin James?
Well, I mean, he kind of looks like Tommy Lee with his arms and all those tattoos and stuff like that.
Really, no one I liked on the show. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Mike about his anger management technique.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, when you get off that train, why don't you just go and have a nice bite to eat somewhere and relax for half an hour before you get into the car?
Well, I want to, you know, I'm anxious to get home and see my family. We've been gone for 4 days, and, you know, I want to see my kids, and I want to see my wife, and I'm anxious to get home like everybody else, and I think
but they want to see you not all wound up. They want to see you in a good mood.
Well, I will tell you, when I walked in my house, the greeting I got last night, and I know I talk about my problems a lot, but the greeting I got from my family was ultra cool, and I actually was not wound up as soon as I crossed the threshold of my door. I was in a pretty good mood last night.
Outstanding. Oh, okay then.
Yeah, it was very cool. But you know what? I'm being completely honest here that when I was on the road getting out of Union Station and on 66 with the traffic, I was thinking to myself that this Paxil stuff is not doing it for me because I was really wound up almost like I used to be. And then I got to a certain point where I just sucked it up and calmed down. Because after Union Station, I didn't tell you this, we hit a traffic jam. I hit a traffic jam on the way back on 66.
On 66,
yeah. Where they put the signs up, congestion, 1.5 miles, and then it was. And just, you know, and when you've made that that 3-hour train trip, the last thing you want to do is get into a traffic jam. And that's the part that that really sucks.
Tough. Wouldn't know. Wouldn't know. I was at home. Hey, Robbie, you got to flip that switch for me so we can take these other calls. Let's see what's happening here with, what am I doing? Hey, Jay? Are you there, Jay?
Hello.
We're trying to route calls. Hi, Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Okay.
I have a question. I don't know if either one of you guys have seen it, because you didn't mention it this morning. Leah Remini on Entertainment Tonight.
No.
I didn't see it.
What was she doing on that show?
I have no idea, because I was flipping, you know, channel surfing, and I came across it, and I couldn't really make out what it was all about, other than she was doing some kind of really hot photo shoot for something.
Oh, for Stuff. She's on the cover of Stuff magazine wearing a very tiny bikini. That we know.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Very fetching. She looks very naughty in this picture.
She's coming on the show.
If you guys could somehow get a hold of the tape to see the actual shoot, I'm sure the magazine can't do it justice. It was just incredible.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Leah's coming on the show Monday.
Good.
Mainly to goof on the fact that Kevin James is the host of the Ridiculous People's Choice Awards.
Oh, God, the People's Choice. That's the CBS thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Hey, Sandy, Don and Mike show. Hello, Sandy. Sandy?
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi, honey.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Just to say that I thought it was really easy to figure out that they were back in the studio because Kim had makeup on. She had, you could see that her eyes were very easily seen, that she had some kind of concealer on. Ethan's hair was clean. His beard was shaved down.
Yeah, but hold on. Here's the argument to that. Rob, knock it off for a second. The argument to that is after they get kicked off the show, don't they, like, go live at a resort or something where they are allowed to clean themselves up?
Right.
But these are the two finalists. They didn't get kicked off the show.
All right.
That's right, Rob. It was very simple. You should have been watching it more.
Women are more inclined to notice things like makeup.
It's true. It's very true. And that was the easiest thing.
All right. All right, Sandy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Susan. Hey, Susan. Hi, Susan. Susan.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air, honey.
Yeah, I think they were in Africa up until they went to commercial. Because when they came back from commercial to announce the winner, I said to my husband, Kim's got makeup on.
Here we go again,
it's a woman thing.
All right, all the bras are... all the bras are noticing that.
We did not notice the makeup. But the lighting had to have matched pretty well to make you think they were still in Africa. I mean, they must have done a good job on that soundstage.
Don and I were both talking about it before the show. It was so completely...
Seamless.
Right. It really was. I was amazed.
Hello, Tom. Or Bob. I'm sorry.
Bob in Sacramento.
Bob, you have the clip of Tom from Survivor?
Here it is.
Okay.
Good.
So I've got to ask a question, and I will. In camp, I lost a little bit of weight, and it was because of the mush. Ethan, if a hyena came through camp and ate our mush, and then after he ate it, he turned around and licked his hind end, did he do it because that was an animal instinct or because to get the taste of the mush out of his mouth? What do you think?
Yeah, and isn't it funny how camp becomes K-Am? What is it? K-Am.
Three syllables.
What an idiot 44. That guy is.
All right.
Is he 44?
44 years
he's
40, old.
Wow. You are kidding. He's 44.
You are kidding me.
He had some rough road.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. I'll say hi to Kid Chris.
All right. See you later.
K-Am.
Bye-bye.
Is that because animal instinct?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hey. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
I will go to my grave a happy man knowing I've never watched a single episode of those contrived Survivor shows.
Oh, come on.
I just,
you. Everybody, I hate the people who say that. Yeah. You know, and I didn't watch a lot of the shows this year either myself, but when it gets down to the end of it, it's a fun show to watch.
It is fun. I wish they would, you know, they would make it a half an hour instead of 2 hours.
You want to talk about something that's contrived? Try watching SmackDown. I love.
And that's completely contrived.
I mean, that I loved 1,000%.
The reason I called was
percent.
To make a plea with Mike.
Yes.
Get off the Paxil, man.
Please. Why?
Just Well, it's just, you know, it's freaky. You know, you go to these people and you say, oh, I'm having problems like everybody else. I got these little things in my head and these voices that won't shut up. And then they give you this drug instead of saying, you know what you need to do? You need to go out, make a nice ritual, maybe go take a boxing class. Maybe.
All right.
Shut up,
you.
This guy, this F you. The guy, I had to dump him out because he used the F word. He said,
I don't have voices in my. Shut up.
He said, if Mike has voices in his head, Mike should take a boxing class, and then Mike should F his wife.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I want to ask you a question about SmackDown, since it was the first time you'd watched it any length last night. Were you as enthralled as I was with the skits?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the wrestling is almost pointless once you see the skits that draw everything together.
I like it when, who's the guy who was standing backstage who was almost crying?
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle's backstage.
Gold medalist.
Yeah, okay, now, he's backstage with a microphone, and all the people out in the audience are yelling, what?
After and, everything he says.
And he says, and he starts crying, and he says, don't say what again. And then they scream back, what? And then he gets mad and he says, well, I'm going to say it then. What?
Is it true that the wrestling is, there's a framework, but it's primarily ad-libbed? That there is a general outline they follow, but it's ad-libbed and stuff.
I believe it's very similar in that regard to Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, where they have...
He'd be a good wrestler.
They have an outline, but I loved it.
Yeah. It was really great. And really, the wrestling is beside the skits.
Yeah, who cares?
Right.
Yeah, who cares about the wrestling? I love that. Whoever the guy is, though, with the ass, he's my number one guy.
Shakira,
I thought it was.
Maybe.
Whoever he is, he's the man.
The fucking guy.
He is the man. All right, let's go to, we got to do a break here. Keith, hello, Keith. Hey, Keith?
I hear you, Keith.
Don and Mike show. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Mike, I got a better solution for you than that tassel.
You were breaking up. Hey, Keith.
That little room and smoke a big joint.
Keith. All right, I think I got the gist of it.
The guy's name is Rikishi.
That's his name.
Rikishi?
Rikishi.
Akira.
400 pounds.
Rikishi.
And all ass. All cheesy ass. Hello, I don't know who this is. Don and Mike, hello. On screen.
Hi,
hello.
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Big fan, first time caller, but I wanted to tell you that if you had watched the whole Survivor, Tom said that he was going to ask a really stupid question just to make him laugh.
Oh, because he's so scary smart.
But there was no
laugh. Oh, I know, I try.
All right,
big
thank
fan.
You. All right, thank you, appreciate it. Bye-bye. Now, I think that was the real Tom coming through. I don't think that was like a
plan.
Well,
listen to the way he forms the question, too. I mean, he just, it's a instinct.
All right, here's Eleanor, who's from Tom's town in Virginia. Eleanor, you live in the same town as this guy does?
I do. I actually live in Saltville, which is it's the same town. It's the same zip code, but the Rich Valley guys, they're the farm guys. Hmm.
So he's a goat farmer, he says, right?
He absolutely is, and my sister, an ex-boyfriend of hers, is good friends with him, so we've been getting a tally on what was going on, and early on we heard he was coming in fourth, and he proved us right last night.
Now, have you met Tom?
I haven't met him personally. My sister has, but he is absolutely, he's the epitome of a good old boy. Most folks from Rich Valley, Virginia, are like.
If that town is close enough that you can pick up our show and hear us, we really have to get this guy on the show.
Tom has to be on our show. Yeah. We would embrace
him.
He belongs
here. We'll send a car for him. We'll get him some strippers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to get him on the show.
Rich Valley is about 6 hours away from here.
Well, how are you hearing us then?
Oh, I live in Reston.
Oh, okay.
So it's 6 hours away. That'd be pretty tough to pull down there, I would
think. Yeah, we could send a horseless carriage to pick him up.
No, I'm just talking about being able to hear it. He wouldn't be able to hear us.
They don't hear it down there.
Maybe he has kinfolk who live in this area.
Well, obviously this woman's from the area, so she has kin down there.
Who could call him up on the wireless.
Right. Get Sarah to ring him up.
And then we'll bring him to the big city for a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Just a good old boy.
Yeah. Get Cooter to give him a ride in the General League.
All right, thank you.
Or he could come by Iron Horse.
Honey, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Rob, do you have the SmackDown clips?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I brought the video. We could put the TV in here because I thought Mike would want to see the video.
Never mind, because John from D.C. here has the clip from SmackDown. John?
Yeah?
John, you got the SmackDown stuff?
Yeah, let me cue it up real quick.
All right, hurry, because we got to go to a break.
All right, go to the break and I'll cue it up.
Go to the break and cue it up. Forget it. Goodbye. Get out of here.
With a wrestling fan there.
Yeah. Am I? Watch it.
Hey, I don't have to watch anything.
Know what I'm saying?
I am not. No, no. No, now listen, until I come around, I am maintaining the editorial position of this program for the last 16 years.
No, I've come around on that.
Now, maybe when I see this great stink face you're talking about.
Hello, NASCAR. Hello, wrestling.
Oh,
I'm there with you.
See you at the garden, buddy.
877-365-3636. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing Rob and I were discussing.
Yes.
We have to go now, together. Rob and I have to go to wrestling together.
Well, I'll join you. I will go. I will experience wrestling. I said that the other day.
But not if you're this cynical way.
Well, I have to be. You were cynical up until you saw it.
That's true.
If you bring me the videotape, I'd like to see that.
All right.
I'll be able to give you an answer as soon as I look at that.
Let's clear the lines and get a call 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. Oh, on today's show, goddamn, are we jam-packed. We're going to be giving away, speaking of wrestling, a trip to New Orleans for the Royal Rumble.
Louisiana.
The WWF Royal Rumble. And Jerry Glanville's coming on today. And Charlie Stossel and the mailman with the lesions on his ass.
Robert.
And I never say this, but I'm going to say this today. A very special low-budget Jeopardy today.
Ooh. Yeah, we hopefully will do some good.
And when I say very special, I don't mean like it's one of Mike's, you know, special voices. Not that they're not all special, but it's like a very special blossom.
It's important.
Yeah, it's very serious. Okay. A very special family ties.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, we're gonna, you know, every once in a while, you know, pardon us for being human.
Yeah.
But every once in a while,
right,
we do something that's kind of serious on this show.
Well, this is serious because we all want to see it work out.
You care. And that is today.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, what? Hold on, wait. Lisa, just come in here. What are you doing? She's instant messaging me. Hello? What about me? Well, what about you? Mm. Lisa, she wants to go to wrestling.
Oh,
is that what it is? You want to go to wrestling?
Well, she's the originator. I mean, she's the founder of wrestling.
That's the unspoken thing?
Yeah, it's unspoken. Yeah, you're coming with us.
All right.
I mean, you're the originator of all this.
Okay. Yes, as long as you recognize.
You're the original fan.
Lisa, Rob, and Scott.
Yeah, well, all five of us. Yeah, we'll bring Pharrell, too.
Scott. Yeah, right.
Everybody likes wrestling.
No, of course, you know, that goes without saying. That you're there.
Right. Thank you.
You're the man. We got a break. Be the 100th caller right now, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared.
Larry King, you're sleeping. Larry.
Yep.
Larry.
Don't want to rephrase that.
Phrase that.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, amen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, call 100 time. Hello. I can hear you, but I can't understand you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. Where are you from?
I'm calling from New York.
Ralph, call 100, and you've won the Blockbuster Game Pass.
Sweet.
At a Blockbuster store.
Yeah.
You get a free game rental every day for a month.
Oh, sweet.
And you're automatically registered for a chance to win one of 1,000 new game systems in the Blockbuster Great Games giveaway. We love Blockbuster, one of our
yes, we do.
Longtime sponsors. Thank you for listening. Hold on just a second, please.
All right, cool.
Now, let me see. I think Tim Stickney's calling us here in a second.
Stickney?
RJ from One Life to Live.
We bowling those guys in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. 1 week from Wednesday, we're bowling them at Bowmore in Manhattan.
Cool.
We're bowling against the One Life to Live people. And I'm pretty sure that Tim is calling up to ask us which cast members of our favorite soap opera we want to join him.
I want the blonde lady.
Which blonde lady?
The lady with the Italian name. I forgot. It's been so long since we've watched the show. She's the firecracker. She's the one that's Blair's sister.
You see, Mike, I am so gay that I still TiVo One Life to Live.
You do? So you know who I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
and on the weekend, what I will do is I will fast forward through
right.
a lot of the episodes to figure out what's happening.
Well, you know, I've always been in love with what's-her-name, and, it'd be good that I got the name right of the individual, but Tim told us her name. She's got a very nice Italian name.
Well, anyway, is Tim calling now, or is he calling later? What is the deal here?
I guess we're still waiting. Can I request Bo Buchanan? I think that would be fun.
Here he is now, everybody. RJ from our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live. Here is Tim Stickney.
Hello, Tim.
Hey. Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing great. Tim, let me see. The last episode, I was just mentioning to Mike, and I know a lot of people are going to call me fag. I don't care. I still TiVo One Life to Live, even though we're on now.
I had no idea that you TiVo'd One Life to Live.
While the show is
on. I figured you must be TiVoing a few days ago. I thought, hey, you know.
No, listen, I'll tell you that.
How do you get all the viewing in?
I do know that RJ, that's Tim, he wants to go legit.
Oh, you want to stop your life of crime, RJ?
He wants to go legit because he's found out he's got a kid.
Ah.
But if RJ testifies in court,
right,
they will kill his child.
Oh, no.
So RJ has gone to Nora to ask Nora for help.
Sure. I'd like Nora to bowl with us, too.
Also, the woman who I like with the pretty face and the big ass.
Oh, my.
The one, the blonde.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're
Lindsay?
Talking
Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay. Yes. Her daughter, I believe.
I'd like her to bowl with us,
has
too.
Been knocked up.
Oh, really?
I think she's pregnant, right?
Wow. I think the reveal was a day or so ago.
What's Lindsay's daughter's name on the show, Tim?
Jen.
Jen. And, yeah. And what is the name of the Italian blonde actress? She's got the hot Italian name.
Play Kelly?
Kelly, yeah, that plays Kelly.
Right, that's Gina Tognoni.
Oh, I want Gina to bowl with us. All right, now listen, when we bowl against One Life to Live, the date we're looking at is a week from Wednesday.
Right.
Bowmore Lanes in Manhattan. Uh-huh. My request would be, if we're going to get cast members to bowl, my request would be the gal who plays Lindsay.
And I would like my number one is Kelly. Gina Tognoni.
All right. Well,
followed by Jen.
On Gina right away.
Oh, no.
She's not on the show right now.
Oh, no.
And people tend to, distance themselves a bit when they're not on.
Right.
But she's recurring, and she lives in Manhattan.
Oh, so there's a chance. You're telling me there's a chance. How about Jen?
She might. She's a young girl. She lives near the studio. She might come by.
How about Nora?
I heard you earlier in the week mention her, so I put her in already.
Very good.
Okay, how about Bo?
Yeah, we need Bo Buchanan.
I put him down. I thought you might want to meet Bobby.
Robert Woods.
Robert S. Woods.
Robert S. Woods.
Emmy winner, Robert S. Woods.
Emmy winning actor, Robert S. Woods.
He also has an apartment in town, so a lot of them might drop by. They might not bowl. What I'm going to do is tell them to try to listen to you. Before then, instead of trying to describe you guys and tell them,
that's good. You know what you do by doing that, Tim? You let yourself completely off the hook. I think that's a good idea.
Hey, you know me so well.
but just make sure they know, even with all the bad stuff that we say and the stuff that they'll hate us for, not only about them, but everybody, that, you know, we are fans of One Life to Live.
And tell them we kid because we love.
Yeah, and you're straightforward. I mean, you're not going to hang someone. They can only hang themselves. So.
There you go. Absolutely.
The only one we don't want is Slezak.
Yeah, we don't need her.
We don't.
Well, I'm sure that she would have declined.
And now listen,
how about Dano?
I'll ask her. You never know. She's very busy because they've got her on both coasts.
Linda Dano.
Maybe we can just bowl into her mouth.
Or we can store the balls in her mouth.
Hey, now listen. Seriously, tell us something about the health of the dude who plays Asa Buchanan.
Phil Carey. He's advanced years, you know.
Right.
Recently, during his fake death, he had cataract surgery.
Right.
On top of everything else. So, he's got a bad back. That's been flaring up over the last couple of years. So, I knew the bowling was out. But but he's a fun guy, so I thought I'd try to get a way for you to finally talk to him.
If you brought Asa, love to party with Asa Buchanan.
Now, is Asa, now you've been T-Bowing. I haven't been T-Bowing, so I don't know. Is Asa dead on the show?
I believe he's been found, yeah.
I will see. Now, Tim, if this has happened in the last week, I wouldn't know because I watched it on the weekend.
So Asa,
yeah, some of this happened during the last week.
So, Tim, Asa may be back?
Well, he's undead.
He's undead?
All right.
Asa's part of the undead. I love it.
You know, I must admit, I don't read everyone's story day to day.
Right.
And I've just started working back from, you know, maybe 3 weeks through the holiday. So I'm not sure what's up, if they brought him back to Landview yet, or how they've handled it. But
this is too much fun. I am really. So you think we can get a reasonable posting for the bowlers?
Yeah, I mean the thing would be we'll probably have more than two teams.
Oh wow! So
it's just a matter of do you want to everyone, you know, have all teams going head to head simultaneously, and then you could like. I figured you could just have recorders there and just as people either come over to you or you go through the crowd. Because I'm sure once one or two of these folks show, they tend to clump, you know?
Yeah. Very good. You know, we could just wing it. I mean, we can bowl like four or five of you at once, then four or five in the other game. And
sure, absolutely.
And bring the tape recorder. And
we can have a complete, round robin tournament. It'll be fantastic. A
total one life to live experience.
Our stage managers hang as well. You met Rick, the Redskins fan.
Oh, right. I met him at FedEx Field. Right.
Right. And I'll just see who wants to come out, and we'll just handle the crowd.
Well, we
I'm
can't tell
you. Heartthrob guys, I won't say if they're coming or not, just so that they're stalkers.
just bring the hot chicks.
Yeah, we don't care about the heartthrobs. We really don't.
Okay.
I mean, Lisa might, but we don't.
All those dudes that live to take their shirt off on the show.
No.
Like the guy who tried to kill Nora, and I thought he was...
Except, you know what? I forgot Max Buchanan. I'd like to hang with Max. I would like to hang with Max Buchanan. He looks like a guy that would be pretty fun.
He's a fun... I don't know if he bowls, but he might hang.
That's right. Well, nobody really bowls. We don't bowl.
No.
Yeah, we just put on the shirts and pretend.
Just bring him to, down to hang. And Tim, I want to tell you something. Xbox.
Huh?
I got the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the Xbox?
Absolutely.
Then I tell you what. What I will do is I will bring the Xbox, and I challenge you to an Xbox game.
Oh, sure.
And listen, this time, you know what? Not even on the air. Just regular off the air.
There you go.
Full game.
Excellent.
All right.
You pick the team. I'll kill you. I'll kill you at it. Are you any good at the Xbox?
I'm getting there. But, you know, I play franchise mode, so it's all, you know, I take the beating that the team takes. So
now
I think I'm getting there.
I'm in the franchise mode as well. My team is Green Bay. What team are you in the franchise with?
The Saints.
The Saints? All right. Okay, well then, let's put that on the agenda as well.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Good man. Tim Stickney from... one life to live, everybody.
Thanks a lot, and we appreciate all the effort you're putting in for this.
Oh, well, you know, I love you guys. You're fun, and I'm out here most days, believe it or not, chuckling along.
There you go.
You're a great guy.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
That's Timothy Stickney from One Life to Live. He plays the character RJ, a bad guy.
And I don't want all you guys calling us, telling us that we're fags, because what I am going to do is I am going to get a list. Someone told me a website, and I've got it logged in my favorites, but it's on my computer at home, of all of the pro basketball players and pro baseball players who watch One Life to Live.
Very good.
Okay. You know, I mean, because, well, we used to watch it just because when we did the afternoon show.
Sure, it was on there before we'd come down and do the show.
It would be on for the hour before we did the show. And now I found that I'm such a fag. I TiVo it. And on the weekend, it's real easy just to skip past the stuff that I don't care about.
Right.
And go a lot of times right to the very end of the show to figure out what's happening.
You're a maniac with the TiVo.
Yeah, I love the TiVo.
Going crazy.
I love the TiVo. Especially now that we've got the all the new channels.
Yeah.
Now I TiVo Smallville, and I TiVo Star Trek Enterprise.
Buzz and I are still in the land of replay TV, and... That new channel system has completely screwed up my replay TV.
So the deal is...
Has it you too also?
Yeah, it did it first. I'm going to try to refresh it this evening. I think it may kick in this week.
You let me know how to do that.
All right,
do that.
Okay. The deal is that we will broadcasting, we'll be taping our bowling match against the One Life to Live soap opera people. Mm-hmm. So all of you housefrows in the tri-state area,
right?
I bet we have our largest bowling crowd ever.
We're going to be bowling in Manhattan?
Yep, at Bowmore Lanes.
Very good.
Next Wednesday, here in the D.C. area, we're going to be bowling against Mr. 40 and his posse.
Yeah!
Dynamite gutterball action, hot gutterball action. That is next Wednesday night at Strike in Bethesda, which is the sister lane of Bowmore Lanes in New York.
Oh. Very cool.
It's a franchise deal, and they got one here in D.C. now.
We saw pictures of this place. It's just like the place up in New York, and maybe even a little nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's next Wednesday night with Mr. 40, and the following Wednesday night, we will be at Bowmore up in Manhattan against One Life to Live. I got home last night. Normally, I don't go to the websites. I don't go to the message board sites. I don't go to the radio inside the disc jockey sites. But last night I got home and I said to Frida, "Hey, I want to show you the pictures of the fire guys."
Right.
So we're clicking on the pictures on WNEW.com, and I don't know what she said at one point. She just said to me something like, "You're really not a handsome bunch of guys." And I said, I don't think we've ever advertised ourselves as male models.
Not at all.
But she does, incidentally, she does agree, Rob, that is a bald spot.
Yeah, I'm coming around on it.
That is a bald spot that you have. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, you know,
It's bigger than mine.
Got a chance. Well, bigger head than yours. In ratio speaking, it's probably much bigger than yours. But
right.
I got a chance to look at it again on the net yesterday after the show, and I'd like to apologize to all the female fans. And yes, I am going bald.
There you go.
So I'm on a fast train.
We will track your progress with
on
that.
On the fast train to Yul Brynnerland. So.
Do you think, will this baldness run in your family?
You know what? It's from the mother's side, I'm told.
Right.
And there are a couple... Banning heads on my mom's side.
There are a couple of cue balls on that.
You got me, my Uncle Sam.
Your mother's father.
And there's also some thought that it skips a generation as well.
Right.
That, you see, I don't know what's going on. We'll have to see. But I got it coming on both sides, front and back, so we'll see.
All right,
it'll be fun.
Hold on. I got someone on the phone who says that either she is a relative or she knows relatives of Big Dumb Tom from Survivor.
Ah, very good.
Hello, Valerie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, honey. Are you a relative or do you know relatives?
I am a relative. My grandfather is brothers with Tom's father.
Kin.
Wow, you're kin to Tom.
I sure am.
Well, now,
I used to spend all my summers in Saltville, Virginia, which is a very, like the woman called before, it's very all farm. They're dairy farmers or cattle. Goats, you name it, they have it down there.
Are you close enough kinfolk that you could, at some point after the hoopla dies down in a couple of weeks, you could call Tom and ask him if he would come and be on our show if we send a limo for him?
Yeah, I could call actually my uncle and get his phone number, my mother's brother.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you've been down there. Have you gotten a chance to spend some quality time with Tom?
We haven't probably seen each other for a few years. You know, it's not a lot of reason to go down there once you live in the city. It's sort of like,
right.
You know, somebody dies, you go down there, or
right.
Somebody's having a family reunion, or...
What kind of living can you make raising goats?
I don't know. I don't know if he goes...
Where do you think you get goat cheese from, Mike?
Yeah, that's right, feta cheese, right? That's goat cheese.
Right, goat cheese.
And of course,
Thank you, Don.
So on a special holiday, you get your wife a nice goat coat.
Some goat shoes.
Goat's milk.
Goat skin. Goat's milk, sure.
Yeah,
well, listen, Valerie, hold on. Please let us get your information.
Okay.
And if you would call Farmer Tom for us,
okay.
or whoever the kinfolk is,
okay.
Tell him that we'll send, a big horseless carriage
okay.
to pick him up, and we'll get him, maybe we'll get... Shiloh McCormick from page 69 of this month's Playboy magazine.
Yeah. Escort him up, yes.
That's funny.
To bring him up.
You know,
and
that limousine is going to, I pity the driver that has to drive that.
Why?
Because they have to go over a mountain and then back down a mountain, and it's like a one-lane road. It's kind of scary.
Wow. We'll have to get a nice big jug of corn squeezings.
It's a little sketchy.
Yeah, we got some corn squeezins.
And there's no guardrails.
Well, listen, I'm sure the people from Survivor got him in and out.
That's for sure.
And if they can handle it, we can.
Sure.
All right, thanks. Hold on there, Valerie.
Okay, thank you.
Well, here's a connection that's wonderful. Look forward to having Tom on the show.
That's got to be the quest. And he's got a real short shelf life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, he's like, if you went to the grocery store today and bought some milk,
yeah.
I think like in 2 weeks, he's going to be bad.
But, you know, the only thing about that, even if we get him later than that, the fact is he is still funny to listen to, you know. He is just a, you know, good enough goat farmer to have on the show.
Hey, John, hi. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Okay.
How's it going? Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I was at SmackDown last Tuesday night, so yeah. I wanted to call and talk about that. And I have to say, if you go, the weirdest thing is that there are no announcers. Like, when you watch it on TV, you hear the announcers and all that, and there are no announcers live.
No PA.
And so it kind of freaks you out.
Oh, so like when Booker T came over,
you saw the announcers and you saw the camera shot of the King like laughing at Michael Cole. Which
was great. Because it was, you know what, Mike, we got to get the tape for you because you've got to hear the announcers when they go, "Oh my God, Booker T has just vomited all over."
Now that I'd like to see. I'd really like to see that.
Oh, it's great. It's great. And the King is better. Cole is horrible. If you watch, Cole is horrible.
Cole?
He's an announcer.
Yeah, Mike.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Kevin, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What?
What?
What? Hello, my radio friends.
Hi there.
I have two things. First of all, I wanted to ask a question. In terms of your New York living situation, who would be considered the wacky neighbor?
Ah. Oh, with Mike and I?
Yes.
Mike's the wacky neighbor.
Hi. Yeah, based on our one meeting in the building when I came down, I was just in Don's reaction. Don had a Seinfeld reaction.
Right.
Don's reaction was purely Seinfeld, and I was feeling very like George or Kramer-like, just standing there, you know.
No. You know what? No offense. It was almost Newman-ish.
Yes, Newman-ish. Yeah, hello, Newman.
Hello.
But the real hatred isn't there until I really pester you. You know, then it would be... Hello, Newman.
So, Mike, you need to bring a laugh track around with you whenever you...
That's right. And when I show up for your entrances. Yeah, I can knock on the door. I go, hi. And then I just key the laugh track. You know, I tried to avoid... I had a million questions for you, and I didn't... I tried to avoid peppering you with all of them, because I thought I would get to the point where I would get the eye roll if I asked you a few different things. At one point, I was going to call you and ask you what was the best Chinese takeout for the building.
Listen, a question like that, I'd be glad to help you with. You know when I roll my eyes, though, really? It was what Mike says to me. It was one day last week, we were up in New York. When you're in the apartment...
You don't sound like Letterman there.
How do you... Oh, that wasn't on purpose.
Goes, yeah, okay.
What do you do to call the concierge? I said, press zero. And Mike went, oh.
Well, they had a paper that listed the concierge number with the, you know, the full area code and the 1 and the 212
but
and all
right
that.
Below that, it says... Press zero.
Oh, there's so many papers they gave me.
Press zero. I would be glad to help you with any of the tough questions, like the good restaurants and how to order liquor and stuff like that.
All right, that's good.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I'm a first-time DA caller. I'm proud to say.
Hi, DA.
I wanted to know what's up with the building management situation from yesterday.
Ah, listen, this is beautiful. Now, yesterday, you remember that we said we'd be glad to meet with the people from building security
at 5 o'clock after the show,
or at 9 o'clock this morning. The reason we said we'd be glad to do that is because we knew that we were all leaving New York immediately after the show. To come back to Washington, D.C. today.
Buzz, Rob, and I left the latest, and that was a 4:30 train.
Right.
So we were in Washington today, so we really would not have been able to meet with the building.
Make it. I did get some information that the building security was there to have a meeting with us this morning at 9 o'clock, and they were not pleased to find out that we had left town yesterday afternoon.
Well, hopefully someone was there to walk them through it, you know, say we're sorry.
Their whole thing was, and you can understand what it, with this in this day and age with all the crap that's going on.
Yeah, we didn't kind of realize that until after it was done.
Glenn, the janitor who was duct tape and tied up in the elevator and screaming his head off like an idiot, and the Japanese guy on the second floor, the door opens
he
up.
He was petrified.
The Japanese guy thought that it was, you know, some terrorist or something. So I think that the building people want to lecture us.
I think think Glenn ran into the wrong guy. I think if Glenn had run into somebody perhaps with a little more of a calm exterior, somebody who got the joke, it would have been a lot better.
But they want to lecture us, and I don't think they were not happy about the fact that we said that we would meet them either late yesterday afternoon or this morning, when in fact we knew that we were not going to be there.
Yeah, apparently the gentleman on the second floor yelled a few things along the lines of bomb.
Yeah.
Terrorist.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
It really didn't go over that well.
See you. Thank you, Andrew.
All right, guys.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Hello, last call here. Don and Mike show. Darren. Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Real quick, I just wanted to let you know that Rikishi is actually related to The Rock. He's his cousin.
Really? Well, how can Rikishi be such a big, fat load?
Is it in real life or in wrestling terms?
Yes, in real life. Also, The Rock is related to Jimmy Superfly Snuka and a whole bunch of other people that are there.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I'll learn this as we go along.
Has The Rock ever given anyone a stink face?
I don't think so.
All right.
I know Lisa would like to give him a stink face. We have to break. There's Samoan.
Would you like The Rock to give her a stink face?
Yes. Dwayne Johnson and the other guy, they're Samoan. Who knew that Dwayne Johnson was Samoan?
I have no idea.
The Rock.
We're throwing Samoan.
We got a break. What, Robbie?
He might be kin to Tony Coulter.
that reminds me of, who's the district? The first radio station I ever worked at when I got fired. I got fired because I didn't have a license.
Right.
I was 14 years old.
Right.
And the FCC was coming by to check the transmitter, and I didn't have a license, and they fired me. And now I remember now, they replaced me the next day with the Flying Hawaiian.
The Flying Hawaiian.
Gotta like, did he give anybody a stink face?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, up on a break. And listen, seriously now, get your tissues out right now.
Oh, dear.
Because I want to tell you, a very special Don and Mike, Low Budget Jeopardy.
We're going to try to do some good.
Lying straight ahead. Straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. That's your national number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK. You can call us at 202-432-1067. New York City on WNEW. Your number, 877-692-1027. Keep in mind that before we're done today, we're giving away a trip for two to New Orleans.
All right.
See the WWF Royal Rumble with round-trip air, hotel, and tickets. WWF Royal Rumble in demand Sunday, January 21st. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order the WWF Royal Rumble in New Orleans. That's a good trip. We will give that away before the end of today's show.
F. Matt Stout, the Don and Mike Show.
Tell me something I don't know. Monday, let's see, Dude Walker will be on the show on Monday.
The Dude!
Good. Yep, we're going to have another voice session with him also Monday. Leah Remini with her nasty, nasty pictures from Stuff Magazine.
You think we might have anything on the internet by that time to check them out?
Searching now, Mike.
Good.
We'll have the magazine for sure in our sweaty hands on Monday.
Magazines.
Plus, she'll be goofing on Kevin James, who has to do that ridiculous CBS shill People's Choice Awards this weekend.
The People's Choice Awards, pretty much the one where nobody shows up, right?
Right, except the people who are on CBS.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Ellen DeGeneres will win, and Ray Romano will win, and
Ted Danson will be in the audience.
Yes, and Chasing Amy will win, and poor Kevin is the host.
Very good.
So that's on Monday's episode. Now,
Chasing Amy or Judging Amy?
Judging Amy.
I'm sorry. Are we ready for Chasing Amy? Was a good movie.
Right. Chasing Amy was a very good movie.
That was a great movie.
That's Amy Brenneman, Don, from Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Are we ready for? Do we have the special music or not?
They're still downloading it.
All right. Well, then we're going to bring in Jeopardy anyway without the special music. Let's get this going.
JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Shipley, the greatest athlete of all time.
Well, hello.
Michael Jordan.
Wow. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
Wow.
I'm all right. I'm kind of depressed.
Well, no.
Juanita's divorcing me.
I've heard that.
Bitch.
Oh, now, listen.
I'm sorry. I'd let myself get out of control there.
Here is the...
I'm not happy with the way things are going. You know, I play the game to the best of my ability, and then she lays this crap on me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The deal is that...
Man, am I pissed.
You know,
I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
That's what I know about.
You wear that fact?
Yeah.
I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
I'm aware of that, Mike.
I am the greatest athlete in the history of the world. I'm also a master pitchman. People should realize that. This is really pissing me off that she's laying this on me. But she could have gone about her business and then just spent my money. But no, she's trying to make my life a living hell. Mm-hmm. It's really pissing me off.
This is why I said this is going to be a very special low-budget Jeopardy. Because, Michael,
man,
I know that...
I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
Michael, I know that you don't know, but
you want a ballpark, Frank?
I want to see if I can surprise you here for a moment.
Did you see my movie with Bugs Bunny?
Space Jam?
Space Jam. Thank you, Buzz.
Very nice.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm well, Michael.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
Dinner this Saturday?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make...
Buzz is tight. Buzz and I are tight.
Your restaurant?
Yeah. Jordan's Steakhouse.
Want me to get half of that restaurant money?
Yeah, please. Of course you will.
Let me make a phone call.
Hey, it's
here.
Charlie Broyhill. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Charlie Broyhill. How you doing? Yeah, the phone's ringing.
Yeah, and I don't want to upset you.
Well, what are you doing? Why aren't you talking to me? What are you playing with them buttons for?
Well, I'm going to offer up what has been described to me as an intervention.
An intervention? I don't need no intervention. What are you talking about? Are you talking crazy? You're talking this ass for?
Okay, now listen, Mike.
What's going on?
Don't get mad.
What do you mean? Am I being set up?
No, you're not being set up.
Ain't that
no.
a bitch?
I want you to say hello to Rob Spiewak.
I will not.
Michael.
I will not.
You will not what?
I know his rap.
Oh,
I'm not going to say hello to him.
I'm a fan.
He's an evil man.
No.
You're an evil man.
No.
You are an evil man.
No.
You
I'm
are a big time evil man. I'll slap you right now.
Please don't.
I'm a lot bigger than you are. You think you're a big tall boy, but I'll tell you right now, I'm a big guy. I'll slap you right beside the head.
Let's unite.
I'm in playing shape.
Let's unite on our haircuts.
I scored 50 points the other night. I'll slap you.
No.
Baldy.
Hey, he's here to help.
We're going
to
help.
All right, okay.
He's here to help.
He's here to help what?
We have a special...
Somebody want to explain...
We have a special...
Somebody want to explain to me what's going on here?
You sit tight, it'll all become apparent.
What's going on?
Let's go to the telephone.
Share with me what's going on before you do nothing.
You're among friends, Michael. It's all right.
Hello there.
Oh, my God. It's Juanita.
Yeah, it's a voice from your past.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to talk to this bitch.
Now, don't you call me a bitch, you bastard.
Well, look what you're doing to me, Juanita. I mean, I'm at the top of my game. I'm coming back to the Wizards and doing this stuff, and now you're doing all this to me, Juanita.
I want to say something right now.
Yes, Juanita.
But when they call me up and they say,
yeah,
Michael gonna be on the show.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want nothing to do with that man. I said, that's cold.
I'll tell you what's cold, Juanita, is what you're doing to me.
No.
What's cold is what you're doing to me. I'm out here trying to make a living,
Michael,
and provide for the family. Excuse me, Rob. I'm making a point here.
What's cold is what you did to me.
It's what you did to me, Juanita.
What you did to Lisa Herndon and all those other girls.
Hey, listen.
With that snake in your basketball pants.
I tell you right now, you don't have any proof at all of any of that crap.
I
don't like
proof.
You talking that crap, Juanita, when you don't know what's going on.
You got the proof.
You're full of S.
Hey, listen.
You, Juanita.
Listen to me, MJ.
Yeah.
Did I smell your fingers?
Yes, you did.
Did your fingers smell like fishes?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
How did that make you feel, Michael?
It made me feel bad. It made me feel bad that she caught me. That's about it.
But I still made the money.
Hey, Juanita, aren't I a good provider for you? Answer the question. Aren't I a good provider for you?
Who cleaned your underpants?
I don't care. I'm telling you right now, did I provide you with a good home? I provided you with maids to do that work. You didn't clean my underpants. We had people that did that because we had so much money.
I didn't clean your underpants.
No.
Until I found out that what you was doing to me. And then when I clean your underpants, I will find, how do I say this, on the public radio.
Oh, no, come on now. Don't air this. No, Juanita, don't do this to me.
I will find inside Michael's underpants.
Baby, don't do this to me. Please, baby, don't.
Baby, you shouldn't have done this to me, baby.
Baby, remember the good times, honey.
I would find leavings.
Oh, no.
From not only Michael.
Oh, no.
But from the other women's cheeses.
That's not true. You don't have any DNA evidence of that
you
one,
know I, you know I got those Hanes underpants.
Yeah, but you did it all with smell. You saved those Hanes underpants?
I got the DNA.
Oh, no, Juanita. Oh, come on now. But what about the gambling? I don't mean anything by that.
I never came down on you. I've never come down on you for the gambling.
Baby.
I never come down on you when you come up on TV and you says, I want to be with my family more, and then you go out and you play baseball.
Juanita, can't we reconcile?
Can we get back
together, baby?
I tell you how we
baby,
can
don't
reconcile.
You love me like you used to love me?
We can reconcile if you cut off your penis.
Oh, Juanita, that's cold. That's cold ass. You don't mean that. Come on, I got a job to do. I'm trying to run this team, and I'm trying to be the owner of the team, and I'm trying to play every night, and you giving me this crap. I tell you right now, I don't want to have anything to do with you if you're going to talk like that. Cut off my penis, bitch. What are you talking about?
Don't you call me bitch.
Yeah, you did. What kind of just crazy talk about my penis?
Don't you call me bitch. It's your penis.
You shut up, Rob.
It's your it's your little head doing your thinking for your big head.
Yeah, but what kind of, who are you, that bobbin lady? You're going to cut it off? Come on now. No, don't knock
that
off.
I want to tell you something, too.
That also. You know, I wouldn't be going around looking for other ones if you'd given it up like I wanted you to.
I could cut your penis off with those little tiny, tiny scissors to shave down his mustache.
You're making a joke about the size of my trick.
Yes, I am.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, come on, baby. There's no need for that cold stuff like that.
I
want to
tell you something. Our little boy got a bigger wiener than you do.
Now, listen, I don't need that. You know what? You know, that's the whole problem. All you do is criticize me all the time, and I'm tired of that ass right now. I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
Let me just tell you something. Where are the moderators? Where are the moderators?
Yeah, Juanita, I'm trying to just grab right now. You know, come on now.
Listen, hold on. Listen to me, Juanita.
I don't want to talk to no moderator.
Listen to me for a second.
All right.
What would you think of a woman?
Yes.
I'm at home with the babies.
Oh, here we go.
He come in.
Here we go now.
He come in and you know what he say?
What? Here we go.
I say, hello, Michael. And he say, no, you say, hello, greatest athlete
in the history of the world.
In the history of the world.
That's what I told her to say. I liked it. Yeah, I liked this way I wanted to be greeted.
How does that make you feel, Juanita?
That made me feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
He never says to me, hello to the greatest wife in the world.
Well, I maybe should have been nicer, I suppose, over the years.
He told me I got the vaginal odors.
Well, you did, Juanita. Come on now. You know a couple of times you did, and you know I didn't like that at all. You know, at least you can do is fix yourself up before I'm coming back from a road trip. At least you could do is do that for me.
Did you ignore the hygienes?
Hey, you know, she's forgetting one thing. Hey, Rob, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
She's forgetting the biggest fact here.
What is that?
I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
And I'm so goddamn tired of hearing that.
I'm not going to give you nothing. I'm not going to give you nothing, man.
I'm going to get everything.
You can get nothing.
I'm going to get everything. And then you know what?
I hired Donald Ephraim. Good move.
I'd hired Donald Ephraim already.
No, I'm sorry. I hired Donald Ephraim. I talked to Joe Coyne this morning.
I talked to Elliot Ephraim myself.
I tell you, those are the guys that were for Dynamite. Those are good guys. I tell you that right now.
Yeah, they're doing a super job with the Dynamite contract. I tell you that. Right now.
You know, you still have a sense of humor.
And baby, so do you.
You do too, baby. I tell you, I'm so sorry that all this has gone wrong. And I tell you right now, I'll stop my whoring.
There you go.
Baby, I just can't forget all those other love canals you've been in.
I understand that, baby, but please, can't you give me just one more chance? All this divorce talk.
I can't.
I can't concentrate on the playing surface, baby.
I'm in love with Abe Poland.
Oh, no. Tell me that's not true.
I'm in love with that little bony, near-dead white man.
I tell you right now, that man's about ready to go into the casket, baby.
I know, but you know what?
What?
He does to me what you never would do to me.
Oh, are you telling me he uses his mouth?
His mouth.
I can't do that, baby. You know I hate that. Come on.
He take out his dentures?
Oh, no. Oh, please. Don't. I don't want to hear this, baby.
I pull myself right up.
I don't want to hear this.
I pull myself up on top of his wheelchair.
I thought you liked me using my hand.
Oh, your hand is so big, Mike. Michael.
Well, I can't help that.
You hurt me with your hand.
That's because I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world. Are you telling me that Abe Poland used a mouth?
He used his mouth on me.
Oh, no.
But I want to say something.
What's that?
To all the women out there.
Yes.
Who might be in a situation like me.
Yes.
I didn't do none of this.
Yes.
Until I found out that Mr. Greatest Athlete of all time was out whoring on me all the time.
Oh, baby, please take me back. Please.
Beg me.
You want me to get on my knees?
I want you baked me.
Michael, you know, it might be the thing to do.
Rob, I can't get on my knees. I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world. I'm the greatest pitchman in the history of the world. You want me to get on my knees?
Listen, you son of a bitch. I'll give you 390 million goddamn reasons to get down on your knees.
All right, I'll get on my knees right now.
Be careful. So. I know those are sore knees.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm not as young as I used to be.
How old are you, Michael?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
All right.
Now, I can't see.
I'm on my knees. Rob,
he is on
my for telling. That I'm on my knees.
Language, Juanita, he is on his knees. Now, how does that make you feel?
Good. Now,
Juanita, I'm on my knees.
Now, ask him.
Can you please?
Ask him to bend over.
Can you bend over, please, Michael?
Wait a minute. I thought I was going to beg. What do you want me to bend over
for? Ask him to bend over.
Why do you want me to bend over?
Ask him to bend over.
All right, I'm bending over. All right, go ahead. I'm bending over.
He's way over.
What do you want now?
Is it bent over?
Yeah.
All the way.
Now, Rob, you got those papers over there that I sent over?
I do indeed.
What's going on?
What I want you to do is take those papers.
Hey, hold on a second.
Rolls up those papers.
Hold on a second.
Fill them up,
kids. I'm going to take you to the cleaners, bitch. You ain't going to have a pot that you know what in. I'll tell you right
now.
Those
are my divorce papers.
F you.
You have just been served.
Hey, look what I'm doing. I'm putting these divorce papers on the floor. That's right. I'm going wee-wee on him right now.
No.
Oh, not in here.
Oh. There you go.
Do you hear
what
that,
I think
everybody?
About your divorce papers.
Do you hear that, everybody? Do you hear the greatest half-a-lead of all time?
You know what
doing?
She used to do? She used to beat me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, well, it's not
How
really.
Did that make you feel?
That made me feel bad, real bad.
Did she really beat you?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
I beat him at Monopoly. I beat him at Scrabble. World's greatest athlete.
And world's greatest athletes are going to give you a nickel, woman.
He could never get the double word bonus on Scrabble because he's so goddamn stupid.
Hey, now, shut up, Juanita. There ain't no talk like that. I tell you, I used to beat you in Pictionary all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because
your little claws, your little ugly claw hands.
Because you know what?
He you would always draw with your little ugly claw hands.
He would always draw penis and vagina.
Yeah, you used to love it back in the day. You used to think that was good foreplay.
Back in the day when I was your woman.
That's right, until you got fat.
Oh, boy,
maybe I went too far.
Yeah, I think you did.
Hello, Juanita, baby.
A lot of money.
I didn't
until
mean
I got
no.
fat.
I didn't mean it, baby.
Until I got fat.
I didn't mean it, baby, please.
Oh, those are hurtful
but
words.
But I'm such a finely tuned, conditioned athlete, and you know, you ended up looking like a big, you know, a big muffin. I tell you, baby, everything was going fine until... You gained a few pounds.
Well, Michael, you put on a few pounds when you weren't playing.
Look at my body, Rob.
Well,
this
now,
is a conditioned athlete. You
well,
know that?
Well, she could lose weight.
And I gained a few pounds. I'm still a conditioned athlete. You shut up, Rob.
Something.
Look at your belly.
Hey, I'm not getting divorced
here. I see that bald spot, too. You ought to think about the Michael Jordan haircut I shave in your head.
You could eat dinner off my ass. My ass
oh.
is so sweet.
Yeah, your ass is so sweet. Eat dinner. You could have a whole diner in that ass. I'll tell you
what
right
I'll tell you what I could get in my ass, though.
What's that?
$390 million.
They ain't getting a nickel from me, bitch.
I'm getting everything from you. I got the pictures.
I'll tell you right now, there ain't nothing going to happen for you, bitch. If you are toast, you are history.
And furthermore, I want to say something else.
I got lots of my money in those offshore bank accounts. You can't touch it.
Let me give
and
you
And I'm going to sue Mr. Poland's.
Let me give you a quick quiz.
What's that?
Do you know where the Cayman Islands is?
Yes, I do.
Where is
Juanita.
They? Where are they?
It's in the Caribbean.
Where?
I don't know exactly.
I know where.
Yeah, what's that
have
to do with
have you checked
anything?
That balance?
Oh, you didn't take my money already, did you, bitch?
Can I tell you something about this stupid man?
What?
Do you know what his ATM number is?
No, don't you
don't
do that,
know.
Juanita.
His ATM number.
Don't, Juanita, don't do that.
23.
No, don't do that. Oh, no, now everybody knows.
All of his account numbers.
No.
23, because
no.
That is his jersey
no,
number.
No. You're going to ruin me, woman.
I called down to the bank in a cabin.
Hey, Rob, what kind of woman does this to her man?
I says, this is Juanita Jordan.
I'll tell you right now, you are toast.
I want all of the money in the offshore account. And they said, Mrs. Jordan, we just need the personal identification number. And I said, let me think.
Oh, no.
Let me think. Oh. Number 23.
You know what I know what your personal identification number is. F-A-T.
Oh, Michael. Oh. Michael.
And she's fat, Rob.
Well, yeah,
F-A-T ain't numbers.
Yeah, I don't care.
Letters.
You're still fat. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
And all you can do is throw a plastic ball through a hoop.
All you can do is cut yourself on the table and gravy will come out.
Oh, dear. Now, Michael.
I'll tell you right now, all you can do is order seconds.
Uncalled for.
I'll tell you right now, you are so fat, Juanita.
You know what I want a second of?
What's that?
I want a second of some of that Abe Poland's meat.
Abe Poland's meat. Yes, sir.
That's right. Right out of the old... What? Why are you telling us we have to break? We're having fun.
Okay, great.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
How are you?
Hey,
Michael.
This is a girl that done broke up on marriage.
Exactly, Michael. You shouldn't be greeting her with such enthusiasm.
Well, she's so
hi, bitch.
Fine.
Oh, Michael, hello, C-word.
So I'm going to make a mind.
Hello, C-sucker.
There's no telling where the money went. Mystery. Hey, Juanita.
What?
I'm sorry, baby.
F you.
Oh, Juanita.
Man, she ain't never going to like me.
And you know what I'm telling all the children?
What's that?
That daddy am a faggot.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Juanita, I don't know.
That's not...
Now, Michael...
That's uncalled for, Juanita.
All the children said to me, Mama, where'd daddy go?
I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
They said, where did the greatest athlete in the history of the world go? And I said, the greatest athlete in the history of the world went to suck the D of Uncle Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's not good, that's Juanita. A lie. That's a lie, Juanita. That is a lie. A lie.
Just going to make things worse.
I'll kill you.
Did you hear that?
Oh, ooh,
Michael,
that's a lie.
Michael, no threats.
Did you hear that? Say that I did that and I S the D of Charles Barkley. I tell you right now, I'll kill you.
That's a threat.
No threats.
Everybody hear that?
I'll kill you dead.
Now,
I'll
careful.
Kill you dead.
You're going to get yourself in
you
trouble,
something
Michael.
Now. This is why.
Oh, no, it
this
ain't.
This is why I agree to come on this show.
Your potty mouth, all that crap coming out of your mouth, bitch. I tell you right now, I'm going to shut that bitch up.
Settle down.
Michael.
Once and for all, ain't that a bitch?
Easy.
Michael.
So what?
Michael, I want $390 million.
Well, all right.
All right, baby.
Wow.
Okay. You let me see the kids?
Sure.
Okay, I
how about on, let me see, Monday not good,
yeah.
Tuesday not good, Wednesday, yeah. Thursday. How about on Fag Day?
Oh, that's it. I ain't giving you no money.
How about on Fag Day?
I kill you for that kind of talk.
Don't you know you know what?
I kill you. I'll put you in the trunk of my car. I'll take you away.
I kill you.
I kill you.
I kill you.
Now, hey, listen, you two. No more threats.
Who's that?
Who's that, the white devil?
No, it's your friend Buzz. I'm trying to help Rob mediate
Buzz.
This
thing. Okay, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, his name is Mike Elston.
Yeah, yes, I know you've looked at him before. Yeah. I know you've had. He sleeps with a lot of women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he's had an affair with you. I'm going to put a private eye on you.
Well, you had sex with his wife, Marsha.
Yes, I did.
But that was when we were swapping.
It was good.
We're getting off the subject here, you two.
All right, I'll sign the check, Juanita.
All right, baby.
I love you, baby.
That's better.
Please, baby, tell me you love me.
I love your money, baby.
Oh, you heard me, Juanita.
Hey, children.
Yes.
Now listen, it's the kids.
I don't want no kids on the radio.
Daddy.
Keep them off the phone, Juanita.
You know what Daddy doing right now?
What?
Daddy playing with the Duke of Patrick Ewing.
Hey,
oh,
that's
now
enough.
Juanita.
You cut that out.
That's not good parenting.
I hate you. I hate
you too.
All right.
Mister, I'm so perfect. Mister, I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
I am, bitch.
Look at me doing
my... Don't you forget it, bitch.
Look at me do my hot dog ass.
Yeah, don't you forget that, bitch. That hot dog ass is going to pay for everything you want to pay for.
F you.
F you, bitch.
F you. F you.
Getting us nowhere.
Dumb mother effer.
Fat bitch.
Abe, treat me right.
Yeah, go hold to that man. He's made of dust.
Let me go get on his Witcher right now.
I hate you.
Ooh, Abe. Take your teeth out. That's right, Abe.
Nothing you can say can hurt me.
Oh.
I'm going to go find another porn star. There you go, baby.
I don't think I don't know that. All them stories about you getting it on with the porn stars in Chicago.
F you. At the end of the day,
F you.
I'll still be the greatest athlete in the world. You'll still be fat.
Be the biggest fag. I tell you what, you might be the greatest athlete, but you'll be the poorest athlete.
Yeah, that's a lie. I'm going to save it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it again.
Get all your money, put it in a bank account, and then make sure you make your pin number 23.
You don't worry about me, Fatita.
Fatita?
Fatita.
Fatita?
That's what I called you.
I got your Fatita right here.
See if you get any ballpark franks from me anymore.
I got two Fatitas that you're never going to see again.
Well, yeah, won't miss that. Won't miss those little dog treats.
This is hopeless.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Well, that's the way it's going to be then.
I guess that's the way it's going to be.
Fine.
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 Good.
Good.
I think a lot of good has come of this.
No, yeah,
I think
no thanks to you.
No good whatsoever.
You tell that bitch I ain't talking to her no more.
And you tell Mr. I'm a world great athlete.
Yeah, I am.
I don't want to talk to him no more either.
All right, tell her, screw her.
Tell him I said F you.
F you.
Tell him I said F you.
F you.
We're not going to do it.
Tell him I said Latrell Sprewell is a real man.
Oh, yeah. You have fun with that.
You tell him that.
F you.
You tell him that. You tell him that I'm taking on all of the old Boston Celtics.
Yeah, you probably crush them all if you laid on top of them.
Kevin McHale's.
Yeah.
Dave Cowens.
You won't be able to breathe if you lie on top of them. They suffocate.
Like children arguing.
Hey, here's a good one for you.
What's that?
You're number 23.
Yeah.
What am 2 and 3?
5.
Who's been tutoring you?
F you.
F you.
I can count my money. You ain't getting none of it.
You can count your money up my ass.
Yeah, that's a, you need a lot of money to fit in that ass.
I got to go to man and know how to take care of me. Is wheeling himself in right now. Come here, baby. You bring your oxygen tank over here, baby.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
What? Abe.
Is that Mr. Poland? Hello, Mr. Poland.
What?
I don't want you sleeping with my Juanita.
I think it made. I gotta go now.
Me too.
He's gonna love my privacy.
Oh, my.
You go, bitch.
Goodbye, world's greatest athlete.
Goodbye, world's fattest ass.
Goodbye, Juanita.
Oh, man, well, I tell you right now, I'm sad. Wow.
Accomplished nothing, sure.
I'm very depressed.
Not go well.
I'm depressed. I'm the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
It did not go well.
No.
We're going to play Jeopardy.
Yeah.
877-365-3636.
I'm so sad.
Michael, maybe, hey, roll the music. Let's see the music. That music? Yep, and all.
Maybe just a little bit. I don't know why you're playing that for me. I'm a real basketball player.
I know, but you can do all the... Do the stuff. Roll the ball on your fingers and...
F you.
Well, what do you mean, F you?
I'm mad. My wife's taking me to the cleaners. And she's sleeping with the Poland man. Oh, don't put her on the phone again. Jesus Christ. No, I don't want to talk to her no more.
All right, turn the music off. Turn the music off.
That's cure him up.
That's cool. Turn the music off.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Rob no more either. Everybody's out to get me.
No.
Hello? Everybody's out to kill me, man. I tell you
right now.
She's back.
I slept with all of the Harlem Globetrotters, too.
Yeah, they probably like you because you're fat.
I slept with the Washington Generals, too.
Oh, no.
And you know what else I did?
What's that, Juanita?
I just had anal with Dick Vitale.
Oh, my God.
F you.
Hope he took his eye out. Baby.
Baby.
She's gone.
We're going to play Jeopardy now.
Very good.
877-365-3636.
I'm so sad.
We will take the first two calls right now. Michael, I believe we'll be able to get through the entire next segment without hearing from your soon-to-be ex-wife.
Well, that's fine with me.
You know how sad this is.
I'm so sad.
How sad this is that it's...
Man, that's cool.
We tried. One of America's icons getting divorced.
I'll be all right. I'll be fine. I'm going to score 50 points tonight.
Hey, Michael?
Yes?
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
You're the greatest athlete in the history of the world.
Don't you forget it.
We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
And
not much talking you can do today. Just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
Listen until you are exploding your seed. The Don and Mike Show.
Good job.
We're back with the world's greatest athlete, Michael Jordan. You know, out in the lobby right now, waiting to come on and argue about movies with Charlie Stossel is Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yeah.
Robert is
a song.
Robert is a brother.
Right.
And he writes this note to me, had it brought in. I have a long riff about my ass operation, so I guess we'll give him a segment to talk about his ass operation. Also, with $400 million between them, why do Michael and his ex-wife sound like Kingfish and the black guy from the Green Mile?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Your friend, the angry mailman.
Hey, I resent that.
So,
come on, man.
Let's play Low Budget Jeff Hardy.
He's asked a good question. Not that bad. Robert? Come on. All right. This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing okay. Now into the studio is the title examiner from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's say hi to Paul Charette.
Hold on. I just effed up the phone line. Give me a second here. Wait a minute.
Hey, Paul, are you there?
Let me see.
Can you hear me?
Paul, there. I got Paul. The other guy I might have lost.
And now coming into the studio is our returning champion. His one-day total is $65. He's a market researcher.
Yeah.
He's from Alexandria.
I just hung up on him.
We just hung up. Chris Christofko.
You know what? I just...
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
I just hung up on the second guy. My apologies.
That's okay. Well, do I win?
No, you don't win by default.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. When he gets on the line, I'll tell Chris and I'll tell Paul that whatever they do, no matter what the circumstances, don't screw with LQ.
And, okay, here's the other guy. My apologies. And who's the other guy?
It's Chris Christofko.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
All right, my friend. Sorry about the screw-up on the telephone.
That's okay.
I know that we're all sad that Michael Jordan, the world's greatest athlete, is getting a divorce.
Yeah, no sadder than me.
And here are your categories.
Hello.
Categories are...
Yes?
I want to be like Mike.
Everybody does, man.
Name that Hugh.
Oh, that, what's that?
It's a name.
Yeah, okay.
True or false, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
New on DVD home video.
Okay.
You know, I think that's closer to Ving Rhames than it is to Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes, sirree. Well, now I'm all confused.
States and capitals.
Man, we cool? Yeah, we cool.
All right, yeah. Once again, here you are. I want to be like Mike.
Everybody does.
Name that Hugh.
We cool?
True or false New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
New on DVD home video.
Be like Mike.
States and capitals and...
Be like Mike.
Chris, we'll start with you.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you. I'll take states and capitals for one.
It is the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
What is Boston?
Right. Is that you, Chris? Did we start with Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, $1 for you, Chris.
States and capitals for two.
Capital of the great state of Ohio.
What is...
Sorry, Paul, your chance to steal.
What is Columbus?
$2 for Paul. You're on the board and rolling. Select again.
States capitals for three.
Capital of the great state of Minnesota.
What is St. Paul?
$3 for Paul. Go again.
How about name that Hugh for one?
Former boyfriend to Elizabeth Hurley.
Hugh Grant. Who is Hugh Grant?
Chris, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Hugh Grant?
$1 for you, Chris. Way to go.
I'll take name that Hugh for two.
He was Wolverine in the movie X-Men.
I don't know.
Hey, Paul, your chance to steal again.
Who is Hugh Jackman?
$2 for Paul.
Hugh Jackman, which always sounds to me like it should be a porno name.
Sounds dirty. Hugh Jackman. Ooh, I'm the Jackman. We cool? All right, Paul, you're in control.
Name that Hugh for three.
Former 2020 TV host.
Who is Hugh Downs?
That's right, he also told us through Hugh Downs Syndrome.
Down Syndrome. You're funny.
Let's go with new on DVD for one.
All right, new out in the Blockbuster now. For one, stars Vin Diesel.
What is Fast and the Furious?
What was the dollar value?
Uno.
Thank you, Mr. Jingles.
New on DVD for two, por favor.
Stars Mariah Carey.
What is glitter?
Right.
$2 for you, Paul. You're blazing a trail, man.
New on DVD for three.
Way to go.
Thanks, MJ.
Stars Jason Biggs.
What is American Pie 2?
Oh, look at that. This guy is a brainiac.
$3, man. You were just cleaning up on old Chris over there.
Sorry, Chris. No problem. How about New Year's resolutions for one?
All right, these are celebrities' New Year's resolutions. True or false? Matthew Perry, you know, from Friends.
Uh-huh.
Quit smoking.
What is false?
That's right.
$1 for you, Paul. You even get the guessing question.
No. I'll take New Year's for two, please.
Jim Carrey.
True.
Well,
he answered before he asked the question. If it's true, then he gets it.
No, not a
It wasn't in the form of a question.
Oh, that's right. All right. Chris, your chance to steal.
Now, wait. Wait until I finish. Tell you the celebrity and the resolution.
Okay.
Then tell me if it's true or false.
Okay, we cool?
Yeah. Jim Carrey, the resolution. None. I'm perfect the way I am.
What is true?
Oh.
No, Jim Carrey didn't say that.
Paul, you're in control. What was his resolution?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was just one I made up because I didn't have one for him.
Exactly. I get it. Paul, you're in control.
I'll take New Year's for three.
Nelly. This is the singer, Nelly. Rap star Nelly.
Yes.
To get out of bed.
Oh, Nelly.
By 11 a.m. every day.
What is true?
Absolutely.
$3 for you, Paul. You're still in control.
I'll take Be Like Mike for one.
Be Like Mike for one.
All right. Good category. This is my favorite category.
Michael Jordan's soon-to-be ex-wife's name.
What is Juanita?
Correct.
Nope. Wrong.
What?
Bitch. All right. Go again, Paul.
Be Like Mike for two, please.
Mike O'Mara's antidepressant.
What is Paxil?
$2 for you, Paul. Way to go. That makes me happy.
Hey, tell him I said hi, by the way.
I will.
Thank you.
He'd be happy to hear from you.
Okay, and for three, I'll be like Mike. During his first comeback, Michael Jordan, instead of wearing number 23, wore this number on his jersey.
What is 21?
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is 42?
No.
45.
45. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Way to go, guys.
Yes, it is. Now who's got one here, Michael?
Paul finishes with $23. Chris has $2 over here.
Oh.
All right, guys. Well, listen, to everybody, I guess, to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy, we physically force you both to bet it all. Oh, this is going to be so easy if you've heard the show today. More dumb award show crap is your category, and here is the answer. This weekend on CBS, he will host the People's Choice Awards. All right, this weekend on CBS, he will host the People's Choice Awards. Answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy will receive my list of women I'd like to bang. Now that I'm soon to be single, I want you to know, and I want them to know, too, so you can come out and get the party started. Here's my list. Halle Berry, Shannon Doherty, Alicia Keys, Jenny McCarthy, Beyonce Knowles, Robin Roberts, Brett Butler, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, Jenna Jameson, Jada Pinkett Smith, Courtney Love, Paula Zahn, Vanessa Williams, Cher, Rue McClanahan, Candy Crowley, Cindy Lauper, Jillian Barbary, and Martha Stewart.
Wow.
Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex and Greg Geronimo. All right.
He has a dog in
there. I love women, man.
I do. I do.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she on the phone again? Oh, hey, Juanita, what are you busting my balls
for? You want to bang Candy Crawler from... You mean that fat pig from CNN?
I like her eyes, baby. I do. Get off my case. Come on now.
And now, which one do I sound like? The Green Mile guy?
No, Kingfish.
Oh, Kingfish.
That's Robert out in the lobby. He's going to smack you.
Kingfish?
Kingfish.
I am a woman.
I know you are, baby.
I am a woman.
Yeah, I know, baby. I hope we can work things out. Don't get mad.
You have fun.
Come on, baby. Don't get mad. Oh, she hung up on me. Oh, ain't that a bitch?
All right, let's see. Who do we want to go to first?
You want to go to Chris. He's only got $2, but he's our returning champion.
All right, Chris, he's the host of the People's Choice Awards this weekend on CBS.
Who is Kevin James?
Yeah, all right. Nice. You scored a $4. Way nice. To go, Chris.
Paul, with the commanding lead. Paul, you have the correct answer. You're the big wiener.
It's Kevin James, but I didn't know until he said it.
Look at that. He did not. No, I do not know.
And that means that Chris Kristofko, you're still our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Oh, I'm so proud.
Way to go.
Thank you very much.
So the guy,
thank you.
So the guy with $2 won, right?
Yeah, he had a total of four, added $29 to his previous total. He's got $94, Lord Quizmaster.
All right. Well, then, good for you, Chris, so you're the champion. Paul.
You know what screwed me?
What?
Going into that round, I had 23 points. Jordan's number.
Hey, how about that?
Chris, listen, you're the champion, Paul. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. And now listen to these gifts that Michael Jordan has for you.
Hey, Paul, don't be too sad, baby. You've won a Blockbuster Game Pass. Right now, with any Blockbuster store transaction, you'll be automatically registered for a chance to win one of 1,000 new game systems.
Happy?
In the Blockbuster Great Games giveaway. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a WWF Royal Rumble prize pack. WWF Royal Rumble, in demand on Sunday, January 21st at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast or Cox cable system now to order WWF Royal Rumble. Way to go, Paul. Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks, MJ.
All right, guys. Thank you. Yeah, you know, the more you get into that, it is also sounding like the doctor on The Simpsons.
Well, that's very good. And hillbillies want to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
All right, John, roll the music, please. We want to thank once again.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
The greatest basketball player of all time.
We cool?
Michael Jordan, yes.
Yeah.
And his lovely soon-to-be ex-wife, Juanita.
Yeah, that situation's a bitch.
This is a Don and Mike exclusive. Mm-hmm. We had an intervention today, some marriage counseling. It did not work out for the Jordans.
I'll let you know how it goes, okay?
All right. Well, listen, good
I'm
luck.
Still playing good hoops.
Good luck with the Wizards.
Thank you, Don.
And it's great.
Goodbye, Rob.
Bye, Michael.
Buzz.
So long, Michael.
Say hi to Charlie for me.
Charlie Broyhill.
You got it. And tell Lisa I'll call her later.
Mike, always remember. Michael, always remember. Never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated, and is distributed by King World. Check out my bony ass on the way out the door.
There he goes.
Mike, wow.
Michael Jordan.
Man.
The Jordans, the Jordanaires, there they were. Michael and Juanita.
Meet the
and
Jordan.
Robert, thanks for the compliment of Kingfish and the guy from the Green Mile. Thanks so much.
Send that into the lobby. Via the lobby. He's sitting out there waiting for his segment. Now, I'm not sure if we went long there.
Yes, we did.
That was like almost an hour of Jeopardy.
Yes, yes.
I'm not
it
sure
was.
If we missed our window at Jerry Glanville.
Oh, no.
Because he's so scary. They're scary busy. So when we come back, we'll either dive into your phone calls.
All right.
Or we'll maybe we'll bring the mailman in, or yeah, we have Glenn or something. You know, we fill 4 hours a day. Yeah. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. I wasn't messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
God. If you last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your number from Salt Lake City, Portland, Seattle, Las Vegas, Milwaukee, Madison. 877-365-3636, of course, D.C. and New York as well.
And the signs.
Here's your dedicated number in Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK. And in New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
Ladies, let them push your head.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, well, the angry mailman just walked by the...
yes, he did. Gave us a horrible look.
Walked by the window.
Nasty look.
We'll bring Robert in a second, but we were able to get Coach Glanville out of whatever meeting he was in. We understand that he's got a brief window for us here.
Yeah, well, busy week for the coach. You know, he's got all the football stuff going on, playoff time.
We want to welcome our favorite from CBS, the guy with the singing dogs. Here is Coach Jerry Glanville. Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Hey, how's the Don and Mike and Bart show?
It's going great, Coach.
I don't want to talk unless Bart's there.
Well, listen, unfortunately, he is... do you realize he's a junior in high school now?
You do realize, though, when I was in high school... I never let the high school interfere with my education.
he's in school now during the day. Coach Glanville, here's the first thing I want to ask you. Somebody tells me, you know, I very rarely get prepped on anything to ask, especially someone like Jerry Glanville,
right,
who we've had on the show for like 5 years.
Right.
But someone says, I'm supposed to ask you why you don't like John Gruden from the Oakland Raiders.
Well, what I see is he's been the head coach. I like him as a person, but I don't like teams that don't swarm and gang tackle. And when they say to me, well, the Raiders miss tackles. Everybody misses tackles, but you have a guy coming, the second, third, fourth guy's right there. And he has not corrected the no gang tackling. And you think about the Raiders being tough, the Raiders are the bad Raiders. They don't play as hard as the Buffalo Bills, who didn't win any games.
So you don't think they play hard? They're going to the playoffs, and you think that the Jets are going to house them?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Jets are the only other defensive team that doesn't gang tackle.
Now, Mike, we're going to do the picks in a second.
Yeah, I just had to ask him about that since he was talking about the gang tackling.
But, you know, this is a wildly... unpopular statement to make, since generally I think if you go around you ask a lot of people who's the best coach or who are one of the top two or three best coaches of the league, they'll say Gruden, because everybody loves him, because he's got the Chucky face on the sidelines.
Yeah, and he's a tough guy. I mean, he shows his emotion. I think people love coaches that show their emotion on the sidelines.
Who do you think is the best coach in the NFL?
Oh, come on now. Now you put me out there. Now, you should have prepped me on that.
Well, now, come on. Who is the best coach right
now
in the NFL?
You can give us a couple. You can give us more than one.
Well, I think I think Dick Duran's done a tremendous job.
That's the guy with the Bears.
I coached Dick Duran, so everybody says, I could be a little bit slanted there, because here's the guy that I coached at the Detroit Lions. I think the guy in the Buffalo Bills, don't even know him. He's not a friend, but I like the way how hard his team plays. It'll be a team to be reckoned with next year. I think his name is Williams, Greg Williams.
All right, the guy from Tennessee.
Yeah, he does a good job. But unfortunately... I see selfish defensive end play that's not corrected. I'm going to tell you guys something. In the National Football League, the number one position to be selfish is defensive end. Go rush the quarterback, get a sack, get your name in paper. Meanwhile, you're not helping your team win. And I see at Tennessee selfish defensive end play, which doesn't make me jump up and down and say, oh, what a great coach we got over there. He's got a mustache.
All right, so which guy are you talking about, Javon Kurse or Kevin Carter or both of them?
Yes. Did you say both?
Both of them, all right.
I got to say one thing. I go all over New York. I'm in New York. I'm over on First Street. I'm on Third Street. I don't go anywhere in New York that people don't say, I love hearing your dog sing.
Yeah, you know, that was a very popular segment on this show.
Exactly. So I thought I could bring him on for this show, but like Bart, he's involved in an educational process.
Oh, he's AWOL now, huh?
Now, do you bring him all over New York with you?
No, because my agent couldn't get his travel paid, and I wouldn't be on. He won't only travel first class. My agent screwed it up, so I had to get rid of the agent because... after all, the dog's a first-class dog.
There you go.
So which crew that you work with drives you the craziest? Is it the crew on CBS, or is it the crew on the HBO Inside the NFL show?
You can't go crazy on the HBO show anymore because they've changed the whole production. And right now, it is so much fun to do. It's like sitting down with Don and Mike. If you want to talk, you just talk. There's no order. There's nothing that you're supposed to say. They don't know what you're going to say. It's like having a live conversation with people eavesdropping. You can't get mad at anybody. That's fun. I almost fall down laughing in there, you know.
do you wish that you could get some of that spontaneity on the CBS show?
Well, on the CBS show, you're in a time restraint, and Jim Nantz is the best at the business of trying to hold a conversation, but you have to stay within your time restraints. You know, you got that 5-4-3 in your ear because we're moving on.
Right.
And the good news of what I like about HBO, we're going to, okay, Don, Mike, Jerry, we're going to discuss five games. Well, the first game we went so long, they're just coming here, dropped the last game. Now we're doing, instead of five, we're doing four.
Well, that's cool. That's great.
And so it doesn't hinder when you got good information.
And on the CBS show, I'll give you another compliment here, that you and Dion are real good together. Now, did you coach? You coached Dion in Atlanta, didn't you?
I coached Dion. In fact, we exchanged wardrobes last Sunday, and his coat fit me better than my coat. I never realized my coat was that ugly that I saw it on Dion.
You know, I want to ask you a question about Michael Strahan and the sack record. You know, so many people have weighed in on this, and I'm sure you more
good
than anybody
question,
else.
Mike.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on whether Brett Favre took a dive or not when Strahan set the sack record.
What he called was a naked bootleg, and the naked bootleg is in their game plan. That's what they run. And when you by naked, that means you have no blockers going with you. You hope the defensive line chases the play. Well, Strahan played the play perfectly. He didn't get fooled. He knew the quarterback had the ball. He was in position. And Favre's going to the playoffs. Next week, he's got to play. He didn't fool in, and he slid, and the guy hit him. Nobody's telling you this. 6 plays later, he ran the bootleg the other way and ran for 12 yards.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It's a naked bootleg, and anybody that's criticizing that, you know what? They don't understand the play.
Excellent.
The play's in the game plan, and you're hoping that the end chases the running back. And Strahan pretty good. That does not bother me.
All right, great.
Well, it sure did look like they were speaking, like Favre and Strahan were speaking on the field to each other before that play. And I know what a naked bootleg is, Coach, but Christ, the tight end for Green Bay didn't even try to block Strahan.
Well, he was going to run to the flat. See, his thing was thud and get to the flat. You could throw it or run on a bootleg. He was a receiver on the play.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you think that was a legit play?
I think that when he realized he couldn't run with it, he slid, if I was coaching Green Bay and he tried to run over him, and you're in the playoffs and you got to play next week, I'd have been mad at him for not sliding.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, that play happens hundreds of times every year in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right,
don't forget what Jerry is really most famous for throughout his entire NFL career.
Right.
He's the guy who cut Brett Favre.
Yes.
Or traded him. Got rid of him in Atlanta.
Yes, indeed. He likes to talk about that, too.
Oh, absolutely. unfortunately, I didn't have the power to trade anybody. My job description did not include the authority to trade anybody, or I'd have traded some other people that were working there with me.
Well, when you were at Atlanta, I don't know if we've ever asked you this or if you don't want to answer because of the personal reasons. Who made the decision to get rid of Favre down in Atlanta?
Well, it's a long story, and I don't know if we got enough time on your radio show yet.
Was it the owner have anything to do with that?
No, not really. I'll say this. The guy that made the trade,
yeah,
he ended up working at the Green Bay Packers, and his son ended up getting the job, and they're still there working, drawing salary. And I've been waiting for Green Bay to thank me and call me. I never did get a call.
All right. Listen, this.
So there's two people that are employed from the Falcons over that trade.
Okay.
All right. You know, every time we find out a little bit more.
More creeps in, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now. This is great. Coach Glanville is one of our favorite guests. Here is, I guarantee, where this whole thing goes south. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Rudy, you sound like you're on a hard phone line for a change.
Yeah, I am.
Hey,
yeah.
That's great. Good news.
I didn't know Rudy had a hard phone line.
I didn't either.
Rudy told me he didn't have anything that was hard.
Rudy, where are you right now?
At home, guys.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. All right, very good.
All right, in Atlanta. Beautiful. We're going to pick the games. 4 great playoff games. Christ, this is a great weekend.
I love these games. I love every one of these games. I think they all look good.
We'll go in this order. Don, Mike, Rudy, and then Jerry Glanville. Rudy, if you say anything other than the name of the team that you like to win the game, you're going to get that.
I can only get 4 buzzes, huh?
Yeah. Very good.
Here we go. First game, Tampa Bay at Philly. tough. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike? Tampa Bay.
You know what, Don? I agree with you. Tampa Bay.
Rudy.
I'm going with Philly.
Just let me get to
Philly. He can't be saying where he's going.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Jerry, who you like?
I'm going with Tampa Bay. And the reason I'm doing this is I think they're smart enough to go get the New York Giants game film. And the only way you can beat Jimmy Johnson's Eagles defense on third down is run the trap. And they got the guy Warwick Dunn to run the trap as good as Tiki Barber. They can beat this team if they don't throw on third and long. Throw on other downs, but run the traps on long down. Woo! It's a win, baby!
All right. Second game. This is a Saturday night game. New York Jets at Oakland. Just like Tampa and Philly. Both teams played last week. At Oakland, I'll take the Jets.
I like the Raiders big.
And I'll take those Raiders, too.
I won't budge you for that, but you should just have said the name of the team.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go. All right, Jerry.
What is it that he doesn't understand about no comment?
Jerry, who do you like this rematch, the Jets or the Raiders?
I don't like either one of them. You got two teams that don't swarm and gang tackle, but I look at the Jets. They got a linebacker nobody talks about, James Ferrier. This guy gets after you. They got Mo Lewis, not bad. On offense, they got one tough guy. They got a left guard named Perry Jenkins that can go ahead and run away from Grady Jackson. Over on the other side, the Raiders got Grady Jackson, the only guy that's fighting every down. I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
It's third and one last week. And the Jets have a third and one, and they got a tight wing with a real tight formation. The Raiders' free safety, Anthony Dorsett, lined up 17 yards deep. The Jets snapped the ball. It took it for a touchdown. Dorsett is still 17 yards away from the plate. What's going on?
Okay. I got your point. Who do you like?
I'm taking the Jets.
The Jets. Okay, now the Sunday games.
You think I got too much information here?
No, we love it. We love having you on the show.
Are you kidding? You're better than half the sniffs that come on this show.
Absolutely.
I got another one for you. I never seen punt protection as bad as the Raiders. The Jets can block another punt. And that could help to the Raiders. If all four of us guys got lined up and we shifted Rudy so he got out right, one of us three would block the punt.
That's saying something.
All right, we'll watch for the Jets to block a punt tomorrow night. Sunday games, San Francisco at Green Bay. Please, Green Bay. Mike.
Green Bay.
Rudy.
I'm a Packer back.
What does he understand?
I don't know. Jerry, who do you like?
I'm going with the Packers, but I love Garcia. I got to tell you this. He's playing in Canada, winning the Grey Cups. I get the film. I say, look at this guy. Look at this guy. Everybody, oh, he can't play in this league. I said, look at this guy. Look at him. I said, what is it that tells you he can't play in this league? His legs are too skinny. And I said, I've checked all the other quarterbacks. They're all throwing with their arm this year. This guy can play. I love Garcia.
There you go.
All right, now the final game. Late game on Sunday. Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. I got to go with the Ravens.
Miami Dolphins.
And I'll take Miami.
And Jerry.
Okay, Miami, they must have fallen off a chair or ladder. They looked around. They found their fullback. Anybody watch Deion Dyer? Last week, I think because the offensive coordinator got another job, they quit trying to think. And they put this block. This guy's like Sam Dash. Deion Dyer, the fullback from Miami, will change the game and get after the Ravens linebackers. They'll run angle blocking and Fiedler. I'm talking about Fiedler on the roof. Wins the game for Miami.
Is that fullback a reason that Lamar Smith was able to come back and have a good game last week?
Yeah, and guess what? They haven't been playing Deion because the other fullback who blocks like me could catch. Players are being catch. Your fullback's got to be a blocker. It's got to be a Lorenzo Neal type guy. This Deion Dyer is a train killer going up through the hole and is going to be scattering bodies. And I can't wait to watch this one.
All right. Cool. There you go. There's Coach Jerry Gladwell. Coach, get off the whatever you got to go do. We appreciate the fact we were late today.
Thanks, Jerry.
And you joined us. You are the greatest. Next time, please bring your singing dogs.
I love my dog, and you'll have to contact his agent. He's looking for a better deal.
Very good. Thank you, Coach. There he goes.
Oh, he's great.
Jerry Gladwell.
Always fun to have him. And you know what? Awful lot of football insight there. But, you know, when you get by all the hype and stuff, he knows what he's talking about.
Hey, Rudy.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. You know, that's, Jerry, we know we like Jerry. We have him on, like, only a million times a year, but we like him.
He's and you know, he really gets it dialed up for the playoffs. I like some of his insights, which were, I like the stuff about Miami. Very interesting.
I believe him about watching more film and tape than these other guys.
Oh, it's time now for Rudy Martsky.
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Here he is, America's number one TV sports and critique guy. I mean, they all read him in USA Today.
And they all suck up to him, too.
Right, so if somebody sucks and they get all upset about it.
And just to be fair, he sucks up to them right back.
Yeah. Rudy, what is the nugget that we would not have known if we were not talking to you this week, the guru of TV sports?
Well, let's stick on that big game you guys were talking about. Three of you guys picked the Jets. Okay, I'm the only guy picking the Raiders. Well,
no, I picked the Raiders.
Okay, so it's 2-2. Here's the deal. That if the Jets win, John Gruden will get fired by Al Davis.
And then where will he go?
Well, we're not sure. Then he becomes a free agent. There's some other jobs out there. He's got a good enough name that somebody might pick him up. But
you want to see?
But Davis may hold out for some compensation because there's a year left on his contract.
You want to see if we can get some Steve Spurrier insight from Mr. Martsky since we have the bet?
Yeah, I bet Mike that first it'll be Bobby Bethard coming to D.C., and then it'll be Steve Spurrier as the coach. What do you think for the Redskins?
Well, what I'm hearing about Bethard is what he's done is he's more or less told Dan Snyder that, I'm coming, I'll come, but, you know, I don't really want to have Marty Schottenheimer still there when I'm coming. So they have to resolve that between Schottenheimer and Snyder.
All right, okay? So let's say that Bethard comes and Schottenheimer's gone.
Right.
Okay. What are the odds that Spurrier...
No chance in Washington, too far north, okay? Plus, I guess Snyder's not the owner that he'd like to work for. The deal
it's a lock for me now.
The deal with Spurrier is that he's most likely going to Carolina when it's all done, or if the new owner of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Blank, ever actually picks up the phone and makes a call to Spurrier, which apparently hasn't happened yet, Spurrier would love to go to Atlanta because... he's won four SEC championships here. He's a big name in the South. And the job he'd like to have, more than anything, is Tampa Bay, but they're going to wind up at Parcells.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Rupert. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Always great talking to Rudy during football season. Rudy Martsky from USA Today. That is a lock for me, incidentally. That is an absolute. You might as well just get the pie in your face now.
Well, if you read the Post this morning, I mean, it would lean towards, what you're saying, where they're...
Well, the Post also said that Steve Mariucci could be the coach of the Redskins, or that John Gruden could be the coach of the Redskins.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. What amazes me is that the Schottenheimer thing still goes on. I mean, the reason it's still going on is because the money issue that they owe him, $7.5 million on his contract?
Sure do. Someday we'll be able to have Dan Snyder on the show, too, to talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating.
We have to break.
Yes, it'll be money.
It'll be money. We have to break. We'll be back. Charlie Stossel and Robert the Angry Black Mailman coming in next to argue about movies. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
They were born Zoo, Don and Mike.
We still have a trip to New Orleans to give away. WWF Royal Rumble with round trip air, hotel, and tickets. Royal Rumble in demand Sunday, January 21st, 8 p.m. Call Comcast. Cox Cable now will give away that trip to New Orleans in a couple of seconds. Joining us now for his regular Friday get-together, Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
At least to tell you that your email bounced back to me.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Four times today?
We'll go over it after the break.
Yesterday or today?
I could know the problem.
Do I have the correct?
Maybe not.
Wait a minute. Robert's coming in here right now. Robert seems to be in a great deal of pain.
Robert the angry mailman, who had ass surgery last week.
Hi, bosses.
No, stop it. Knock it off. Cut it out.
I was moved as fast as I could, but my feet wouldn't move.
Stop it. Stop it.
Some donuts. Master Don. Master Mike.
All right, enough.
Overseer Bud. So good to me.
Enough.
That I just had to bring
okay.
y'all some fresh right. donuts. I hope y'all's listening. Cause we's on air.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Oh, we's on air.
I think he's commenting about our previous bit that we did. I believe that's what
I'm
it is.
I'm so tired.
Oh, stop.
Taking cotton on.
Stop it.
Oh, it's my God. Out. Oh, Lord. Is Juanita and Mike still in here? Cause they scared me. Sure. They scared me, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, wow. I'm so scared. Oh,
I believe he's delivering a message
boss,
to us right now.
Boss, is this house haunted? Right. Is this house haunted? Help me, Lord. Land the ghost. Land the ghost. How about some sauce?
How's your take care, Robert?
All right.
You don't have to.
Knock it off, Robert.
You don't have to
What's
dance.
Up, fellas?
Hello.
How you doing?
Robert, first item of business.
Did you really bring donuts,
yeah.
Robert?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir. How is your ass?
Well, I got a long story. You got time, or you want me to cut it short?
I tell you what. Let's save that till the end, till after the movies.
Okay.
Because I want to start today with some mail for Charlie Stossel.
Always good to get mail. Is it from my favorite?
From Pat Morrison and yeah. Sacramento.
Ah, there he is.
Not
from where? Where he from?
Sacramento, right?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Somebody yeah. talking behind me. Who's yeah. that?
I thought you were done doing that, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might break into that every once in a while.
Hold on. I need to make a comment. For the first time, he has used real paper.
Yes, you're
it's
right.
It's not sure. Spiral notebook paper ripped out. It's not, God knows, the onion skin.
Yeah, but it's not real stationery.
No,
that's
it's the best he's ever done.
School paper.
It's school paper. It's three-hole binder paper.
From his donut grade class.
Sure, thank you, Robert.
Right. So here is the latest. And again, no accounting for it, you know.
As always.
The last couple have not been very good.
I don't expect much from this.
This guy hates Charlie, and he sends him hate mail every week from Northern California. And he always, you know, I don't know why the guy just doesn't send the letter early in the week.
Right.
Robert, you work for the post office.
Don't stop. Well, he knows we kind of slow.
I'll stop it.
Now, if you were to send a letter from Sacramento to D.C., if you mailed it on Monday, it would get here by Friday, right?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for not giving me the, I don't know.
What's mail?
Because the guy always sends priority mails.
He seems to like it to get here the day of, doesn't he?
I think he's obsessed.
Dear Don and Mike, I was in a Sacramento bookstore last week when I came across another diary that Charlie Stossel had written. May 14th, 1974.
I'm 10 years old here.
Dear diary, I'm going to the movies for the very first time and I'm quite excited. 5 hours later. Dear diary, today was the most glorious day of my life. I walked into a magnificent building with gothic ceilings and shiny brass railings. My bare feet literally danced on the big, thick red curtain. I got goosebumps as I ran my hand over the plush velvet ropes. I walked up to an usher and asked for his autograph. I was staring at his attire and thinking that the color combination of black, white, and red would look real smooth on me someday. I've decided that when I turn 18 and I complete my home study courses, I will major in usherology with a minor in snack counter display. July 1st, 1982. How old would you have been then?
82, 18.
Dear diary, I just turned 18.
He knows.
And my grandma's taking me to Ocean City. I've never been to the beach before, so I'm quite thrilled. I think I'll wear my long-sleeve button-down shirt, Docker shorts, and my black wing tips. 3 hours later, dear diary, I'm never going to the beach again. 10 minutes after I laid out my Garfield beach towel, three girls...
No.
Held me down like a teacup poodle. Oh, held me down wallet. I'm sure they're going to delete that out. To get away from the young roughies, I decided to take a dip in the water. Everything was going great until one of my water wings fell off my arm, and I started to bob up and down. I frantically waved my arm until the lifeguard spotted me. When he reached me, the lifeguard grabbed me by the back of the neck and started pushing my head back under the water. He kept saying, "I'm going to drown you, you little ass, you little pussy, so don't fight it." Finally, the two other lifeguards arrived to pull this guy off me as they dragged me to shore. I could overhear the two lifeguards tell the guy that his intentions were good, but there were too many witnesses on the beach to kill me. At this point, I just wanted to dry off and go home when I noticed that someone had said, 23, 1983, you would be...
19.
I am now 19. Dear diary, you will never believe what just happened to me. A girl called and invited me to be her date at the senior prom.
Lucky me.
I've never been on a date before, so I'm very excited and nervous at the same time. Her name is Amy, and she attends Jefferson School for the Blind. 6 hours later. Dear diary, I'm never going on a date again.
It always ends up, I'm never doing...
Right. We went to a fine restaurant and Amy's guide dog ate my entire meal. A goddamn dog also kept going number one on my freshly pressed slacks. Amy danced with me twice and then informed me that she preferred dancing with women.
Oh, no. That's where it started, huh?
June 1986. How old would you be here?
I would be 22, Don.
I've been invited to my first bachelor party, and I'm not quite sure what to expect. I'm 22. This guy knows your age.
Yeah, he does.
The next morning, dear diary, I just woke up in a strange bed, and I'm feeling a bit woozy. I remember drinking two whole Coors Lights that I must have passed out. Hang on, diary, there's something moving under the covers. Well, that's strange. There's a monkey holding a vibrator.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I've just discovered one of those dirty bastards done to my inflamed rectum. What the hell are you laughing at, you goddamn little monkey? Now get the hell out of here and take that extra-large vibrator with you.
Wow.
I just hope a tube of Neosporum can help put out the flame in my ass.
There it is.
Sincerely, Pat Morris.
Pat Morris, ladies and gentlemen.
Like all a right. Monkey.
Sex with a monkey. That's incredible.
All right.
Good for me. Hey, hold up, Don.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this over the Christmas vacation. I was about to write a little ditty about Pool Boy.
Yeah.
And since I can't make it next week, I'm going to send something for him. I got something for him.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
Very good. Wow. Okay,
so
good.
So I'm going to send you him by next Friday.
Good okay. Man. Outstanding. Before we hear about Robert's ass, Charlie.
Yes, Don.
I know there are, is it one or two movies open this week? Two movies this weekend. Let's go.
One is Wide. It's Orange County.
Jack Black.
Looks funny. Jack Black. Trailer looks great.
And it's funnier than I was hoping it would be. This movie has everybody's son and daughter in it. Tom Hanks's son, Colin Hanks, Sissy Spacek's daughter, Skylar Fisk, and a great cast.
Tom Hanks has a kid old enough to be in the movies now.
Yeah, it makes me feel very, very old. And a real good cast, going from John Lithgow to Catherine O'Hara and Kevin Klein, Lily Tomlin, a lot of extras in this. In this movie, Colin Hanks plays a surfer guy who one day finds a paperback novel on the beach, reads it, is so enthralled with the writer, he says, "I want to be a writer. I'm going to Stanford." While he tries to do that, his wacky guidance counselor, played by Lily Tomlin, screws up the transcript. At that point, Jack Black enters, his drugged-out brother, and they all have to try to get him into Stanford. And Jack Black, in a supporting role, is great, just like he was in High Fidelity.
Lots of scenes of him in his underpants, right?
Yeah, and he's a big boy. He takes the whole movie, and it paces very well. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be, and if you're looking for something that's a little mindless, this is really not bad.
How many dolls?
Three.
Okay, Robert.
I like Jack Black because he's taking up that void from John Candy and the other fat ass dude that used to be in all the the comedies and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And it's interesting, kind of funny, not really me because I know brothers in there. How can you be in California and ain't one drive by, And so I really didn't care for it. I give it a half a clip with no bullets.
Ooh,
half a clip,
wow. No one bullets. Of your lowest ratings
shooting
ever.
Shooting blank.
It's not a good one.
Okay, Charlie, what's the other movie?
This one is limited this week. It's going to go wider next week. This is Brotherhood of the Wolf.
What the hell is this?
This is a French film. Now,
Listen to him.
I realize it's the French. I realize very little comes from the French.
Subtitles?
No, there were two versions made. One is all French, right. One is in English.
But, I mean, you're going to hear the English version, and their mouths are going to be going, da, 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 da.
It depends actually which theater you go to.
All right.
Depending which one you get. No, it's not a chick flick. That's just it. This is a little bit of Sleepy Hollow and Tim Burton. It's a little bit of American Werewolf in London. It's a little bit of Crouching Tiger.
Mention a movie that's good.
It is set in 18th century France in the time of Louis the 15th. The people are disappearing in the countryside by this creature who they, at the beginning, say it's a real creature, based on a true story. But it's this pack of people who get together trying to find why these people are disappearing. I'm telling you, this is great. There's a lot of action in it. It's much better than you would have thought.
What is it, a horror movie?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
The French.
What is the name of this?
Brotherhood of the Wolf.
And how many dolls?
I have Gerard Depardieu in it.
How many dolls you give it?
I give it three. Three and a half.
Wow. Three and a half.
Oh, strong movie. Strong.
I mean, you can't explain it right. Okay, it's about werewolves in this 18th century, and they doing all this Matrix-esque to bring in the audience, because you just can't have the story nowadays. You got to have the jumping and the realistic monster that we don't see, you know, and all that crap. Actually, I love it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Stuff, you loved it.
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm just telling you, you'll love it.
Oh, you'll love it.
It's a great movie. I'm going to go see this one. So I'll give it advance five clips.
Five clips?
Wow. You know what I find interesting?
Robert sells it, doesn't he?
With no disrespect to Charlie Stossel, who is obviously the movie expert.
Yes.
I understood a whole lot more after Robert.
Right, you know, because he did the same thing with Imposter, and I heard the tape last week. You screwed that up. You didn't do a good job, and I had to explain it for you. Please don't let that happen again. My time is valuable. I don't have to come in here and explain your
I tell you what,
your snooty fruity, you know, review of the movie.
Snooty fruity review.
You know.
Let's switch. I'll deliver mail this week.
You ain't got the backbone for it. Yeah, anybody can sit their ass in a chair and watch a movie and go...
Hey, speaking of your ass, how's your ass,
right,
Robert?
So to recap the movies, you like Orange County, Robert didn't, but you both agreed that whatever this stupid French movie is...
Great.
It's pretty good. Okay.
Oh, like, all right.
Robert, how was your ass?
All right. I blame you two.
What?
You two knew something was going to happen to me.
What do you mean?
Okay. January 4th, the day the laughter died, fellas. Okay?
What
happened?
To
start off, I go to my HMO. I'm already late, right?
Right.
So I get in there, and I got the same fat sister and nurse, right? And tells me to disrobe. So I disrobe, and I get a different doctor.
Right.
Male doctor.
Uh-oh.
Now, I already knew this because the lady said she was off Friday. Fine, whatever. So he's saying, what's wrong with you? I said, I got an abscess on my ass. He said, okay. I said to myself, okay, I'm going to go lay down on this table. He said, no, you're not going to lay down. You're going to bend over this table.
Oh.
And here comes the electric lift. And raises my ass up in the air about 4 feet, you know.
facing
the wall.
Stinking
face. And I'm looking at the wall, and I swear the wall's laughing at me.
Oh, God.
All we need is a force and some water, and this dude can go to town on my ass. So Bruce Willis in the next room tied up. And my ass is his, right? So the guy, let's go into this. The guy looked like a cross between Dr. Mangala and the father from Malcolm in the Middle. So this son of a bitch starts squeezing and pinching the abscess, right? Like it's the cheek of his nephew at Christmas time, you know. And, you know, I'm like, okay, this is normal. You know, you're trying to see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
So now, this is where it goes wrong.
Okay.
Okay, now remember, the quiz phrase is, he did it before he finished the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He did it. Okay? We're going to have to examine your anus to make sure that it's not connected.
Yeah. He had to examine your anus.
Robert's
anus. I noticed some bitch didn't just put his ass in my balloon, his finger in my balloon knot.
Oh, right. My God.
Automatically, a tear rolls down my eye. You know, I'm already crying.
So,
you know.
So before he finishes the sentence, he's in there.
Oh, done.
He's right.
No, he's done.
God.
He's wiggling around like the worm in the apple with his head. So he's like, well, we didn't feel anything.
Right.
But so now I'm going to have to look. So I'll say this is a little worse.
Right.
Yeah.
But it gets worse, fellas.
How did it get worse than the doctor putting his finger up?
Did he look with his naked eye, or did he use an apparatus?
Let me explain this, okay? Here comes the lube.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay, now is it me or does lube, medical lube, have a scent to it? Like,
oh, but it's
you can't drop the S bomb.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Probably what it was. It was marmalade and S.
Turned out to be.
You're saying the stuff that he put in smelled like apple butter.
Yeah, I mean, cinnamon and a little hint of, you know, nutmeg.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, here you go again. Whoa!
Right.
Whoa! Hey, man.
He's violating you.
Yeah. I'm getting violated here again. Right. Mm-hmm. Two times, man. Sure.
Well, he's trying to help you, Robert. He's trying to help you.
So it comes out, and he's like, well, I didn't see anything.
No,
I said, hey, you mother effer, that didn't feel like an eye.
Right.
It felt like a telescope. What was you looking for? The Big Dipper? So, you know, I'm done. He can laugh. He ain't got a date for this weekend. He can just go home and watch videos. He's had his fun. You know.
Yeah,
I'm
bet.
Hurt. I'm hurt.
Yeah.
You know. So... he wipes me off.
You know,
and I'm waiting for the music to come on, you know, the Snoop music from Doggy Style, you know.
Swabs you down.
And I forget that the nurse is there the whole time. Oh. And she's like,
oh,
I'm like,
looking at your eye.
Most embarrassing S that has ever happened.
So she's watching this. She's watched him go in with his hand and then lube
but
you up.
What are they supposed to do? You know, he's supposed to have an assistant or a witness, you know, to say that he didn't, you know, laugh while he was doing it or get too much enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes the needle.
How long is the needle?
Oh, at least this long. You know, I thought it was a hockey stick. Oh, you know, I thought he was just on a baseball bat.
What, how are they gonna do this? They're gonna stick the needle
they
in it?
Stick the needle in, take the pain. About three or four places.
Right.
But remember, I just got violated.
Yeah.
They could have done anything other than that, and it didn't hurt.
So they're numbing up your butt.
They're numbing up my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So then they cut. And you know, any surgery with local anesthesia, you can feel the knife cutting your ass open.
Right.
So they're cutting and cutting, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this a roast beef at Thanksgiving? Come on now. Get to the point.
Right.
So he's like, we're squeezing. And you know, they said, well, you know, he's like, you know, the dude that used to paint. He's like, well, we see a lot of blood, but we don't see a lot of pus.
Yeah.
And we hope this won't, you know, seal up and re-explode because you'll have to come back in here again. No, I want you some, a bitch. I'll bust a cap in your ass and your finger in my balloon knot again.
Balloon
so
knot.
They patch me up, and then they leave the room. Said, we're all done. You can put a towel on your ass if you want to. Put your clothes on.
Right.
Now I feel like a rape victim. Yeah. I'm in the room by myself.
Have they had to put stitches in you?
No. No, they got to let it. It has to ooze out.
Yeah.
They don't want it to go.
That's the drain.
Listen, Buzz is over there saying, yeah. Like Buzz knows all this.
Know all about medicine.
It ain't nothing, you know. So I'm standing there. And I'm looking at the wall, and I'm like, this mother just got a freebie. I was a virgin, man.
You got gauze.
Your balloon knot.
No, just a little square. So I'm putting my clothes on. I feel like a bitch.
Right.
It's just been, I feel like the accused, you know, like the girlfriend on the goddamn pinball machine.
How's your ass doing now?
Well, I went back to seeing the same doctor again today.
Oh, and?
And, I swear to God, if he had a smirk on his face, I'd be in jail right now. But, he was professional.
Good.
You know, he poked around and started squeezing again like the little nephew at Christmas time.
Oh.
Squeezing and prodding and all this. But, you know, the balloon knot was safe.
Yeah.
So, as of right now, I'm okay.
Good.
It doesn't hurt.
Good.
Show you the scar.
No.
Show us another time.
But,
thank you.
Though.
Actually, I got a bandage on it, and I don't want to tear it off.
All right.
It has been leaking
a little
bit lately.
Sure it will.
But that's the adventure that I went through.
That's wonderful.
And I thank you guys, you know, for coming out, you know, and supporting
that's
me.
Terrific. Congratulations.
Of course, I didn't tell nobody, but I got a great one. After I went through all this, I told my boy about it.
Yeah.
You know how the brothers are. They'll give you no slack.
Mm, right.
So I'm like, I went through this horrible procedure, and I'm being serious with him.
Right.
And he's like, he's eating. He's like, let me ask you something, Black. At the end of this procedure, did they give you a paper towel to wipe your ass off like a bitch? I said, no, man. They took care of me. That's my friend, Pat. He loves me.
Your balloon knot.
My balloon knot.
That's your friend. All right. Yeah. Well, you get out of here.
Get out of here, guys. See you later.
Enjoy the donut.
Thank you for the donut, Robert.
Work on the Juanita.
We will.
With your mouth.
I'm leaving now. I've gone.
What a lovely story.
Bye, Robert.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Robert.
And bye, Charlie.
Hey, you
take care, Robert.
Yeah, hey, Charlie, don't go far. Hold on. I need to talk to you after the break.
Wow.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Poor Robert violated.
Yeah, his balloon knot.
Wow.
Well, there you go. There's a... There's this week's at the movies with Charlie and Robert.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask Robert back again next week.
Of course. You know, he's consistent.
Comes back.
He's doing his research. He's doing the work. He's baby stepping.
Yeah.
You know what? He really was easier to understand about the second movie than Charlie was.
Yeah.
He just said,
it's a werewolf movie.
It's 18th century. Uh-huh. A bunch of Matrix S.
That's right. He summed
it
up.
Got it. Let's go to Buzz right now.
Right. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
Buzz lead story today?
Today, we may have found a terrorist rat in New York.
Really?
This is pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, all right, good.
First name, Ken?
No.
Well, all right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
News and
coming
comments.
Up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Such beautiful taints. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I don't know. I don't know.
You get a little distracted?
Yeah, I know. We haven't given away the trip to New Orleans yet for the WWF Royal Rumble. That'll happen very soon on Monday's episode. Fresh from the pages of Stuff Magazine, where she's showing her stuff, almost all her stuff. Our friend TV's Leah Remini, also Dude Walker on Monday's episode, and we will be announcing our next big cash giveaway, baby.
Yay!
Cash contest.
Cash money.
Starts Monday. Tell you about that here on the Dynamite Show. Now it's Guy Birdley time. Guy, is he sponsored, Buzz?
Oh, yes.
Rob? Anybody?
Yes,
God damn it.
Rob is going through the sponsor folder, right?
Is it by the good people at the Hard Times Cafe?
How do I keep all this in my brain? Hard Times Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices.
Come.
There you go, Buzz. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike. A guy who was in the hospital on September 11th has been charged with making false statements. Abdallah Higazi, here on an Egyptian passport, had a hospital room with a view of the World Trade Center. And he said he knew nothing about the aviation radio found in his room, a radio that allows a person to listen to conversations between pilots. He's now in custody. Ford is cutting 22,000 jobs here in North America, closing five of its plants and doing away with four of its vehicle lines. The plants in Edison, New Jersey, St. Louis, Missouri, Dearborn, Michigan, and Ontario, Canada will be shut. And gone by 2005 will be the Ford Escort, the Mercury Cougar, the Mercury Villager, and the Lincoln Continental.
Whoa!
Yeah. The company is also cutting out bonuses for its managers and 401k contributions for all employees. A year ago, Ford had a $6 billion profit margin. This year, it's looking to cut costs by $9 billion. A think tank says more than 1.5 million American jobs will be lost because of the attack on America in September.
Does Viacom have anything to do with the Ford?
I don't think so.
Sounds to me like the same management style.
Not yet.
But soon.
They will.
Someday.
You will.
O.J. Simpson is making a documentary to show how his murder trial proves that the American justice system works.
When is he ever going to let it go?
The filmmakers behind the project say the movie will show how Simpson was railroaded, how he proved his innocence, and how the public is now embracing him again.
Oh, yes. We love you, O.J.
We know you're not guilty.
O.J.
O.J. will visit cities around the country to make the documentary, but he's starting in New York and Washington, the targets of terrorist attacks, to show how much he cares.
Come on this show. I dare you to come on this show.
Yeah, really. Well, he's coming on another show in Washington, a sympathetic show, and I'd like to get him in our objective forum.
What show is he coming
to? I'm not sure. I don't even know the name of the host, but it was in the paper today.
Only cost you a couple of grand.
What's that, Rob?
It was in the style section this morning. Did I leave it out here?
Was it really?
I might have it in my...
Who was it? Was it Kathy Hughes? Did you go on Kathy Hughes, one of her radio stations?
The Washington Post was offered a chance to interview O.J. on this tour, and they said that they were told it would only cost him $1 or $2 grand.
W-O-L-A-M talk show host Imagine Stewart. Or Imagine, I-M-A-G-E-N-E.
I'm sure we can match whatever deal W-O-L offers.
A brand new set of golf clubs. OJ.
Send him to the Royal Rumble.
I'll buy him if he comes on the show. That's my offer to Juice. A brand new set of golf clubs, any golf clubs he wants.
I'll throw in a set of knives.
But I'll buy you gloves.
There you go.
Today, OJ is expected to tour Ground Zero in Manhattan, accompanied, of course, by a camera crew.
You know, why is he even going there?
The show he cares.
Really, why is... Please, someone do us a favor. Push him in the hole. Just push him in the gigantic hole that was made by the terrorists.
Oscar-nominated actress.
I hate O.J. I really hate O.J.
I don't know why. He was in church that night.
Buzz, you know, has always maintained his innocence.
I know it. I'm so freaking sick of him. You know, he killed his wife. He got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go away. Just go down to Florida, play golf. Just,
you would think.
Leave us the F alone.
You would think. You know, it's interesting behavior. I would think he would just want to get away. I really would. It's weird. It's very, very strange. Because wouldn't you think if you really did do it, you'd have trouble living in your own skin. You would have, you know, a little bit trouble sleeping at night. But my God, it would be weird. It would be very strange.
You fool yourself. You teach your mind to forget.
Right.
In a case like that.
Very odd.
Buzz, hold on just a moment.
All right.
I believe that,
what's happening?
The hotline's ringing.
Oh. Somebody's on the hotline.
Important call.
Oh, God.
Who could it be?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this OJ?
This is O.J. Simpson. Wow.
This has been quite a theme on today's show.
How you doing?
How are you, O.J.?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about my good friend, Buzz?
Hey, Jim.
Buzz is reading a story about you, and he supported you during your entire trial.
That's right.
I'm just doing this to piss off Robert the Mailman. That's all, just to piss him off.
He might just turn around and come back, O.J.
This is Kingfish saying goodbye.
There he is.
Good night from the Jordan home.
Didn't sound like OJ.
That's OJ.
Oscar-nominated actress Winona Ryder will have to wait another month before finding out if she'll face shoplifting and drug charges. Prosecutors are looking at a deadline of February 8th to bring those charges. In the meantime,
I hope they back off of her.
She's out on bail. Why?
Because she's so hot.
Yeah, well, she is pretty.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't do her with your D.
There's a picture of her in, I think, Us Magazine. I'll show you. She's real hot.
You're chubby, though.
So what's that? Is she getting chubby?
Joke.
No, he's being facetious.
Yeah,
she looks like Karen Carpenter.
Oh, no. Now stop
with a prettier face.
Come on.
Security guards and police at Saks Fifth Avenue on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles picked up Winona December 12th.
It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
well,
she is.
That's what her lawyer says.
Hi, Winona.
Didn't she steal like $5,000 worth of stuff?
Yeah. They say she lifted $5,000 worth of clothing and accessories. They say she also had prescription drugs in her possession, but
well,
no prescriptions.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, she didn't have prescriptions.
Well, that's what they say.
Oops. Well, wait a minute. How do you have prescription drugs in your possession?
Ask Joe.
You have them in a container that doesn't bear
have
the
a
prescription
label.
On
gotcha.
The label.
Gotcha. Okay,
right.
Now I understand.
I
thank you.
Paying attention to rumors.
Her
I
lawyer.
Don't pay attention to movie magazines.
I read them.
They're all junk.
Okay. Her lawyer says his client can now produce those prescriptions.
Yeah.
He says the shoplifting charge is just a misunderstanding that she was getting ready to pay for the stuff.
Plus, don't you carry prescription drugs without a label?
No, always with a label.
Okay.
Yeah, a legitimate label.
Yeah.
Friend of my son.
Yeah.
A New Jersey man's been arrested. New Jersey man's been arrested for being part of a typical office football pool. A 34-year-old Wayne Davis is charged with illegal gambling because he took 10% off the top of a 100-spot football grid. Quoting a prosecutor, it becomes illegal when someone starts taking a percentage of the proceeds. But Davis says the pool wasn't thousands of dollars, as the prosecutors have suggested, but just $200, meaning he may have made a hefty $20.
It's going to be ugly.
Davis has no police record, and although he faces up to 5 years in prison, prosecutors say they'll channel him through a first-time offenders program.
He's a tramp. That's alleged.
There he is.
It is alleged.
There he is.
Booyah!
He doesn't seem to sound upset about the prospects of going to jail.
Hell, he should.
Little bit hurting.
maybe a little.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's the most retarded thing I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly. It's a trumped-up charge.
There he is.
I'm fine with that.
It's the guy that ran the pool.
You'll there be he fine. Is.
Well, it's way more retarded than that.
It is a little odd.
There he is.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
He sounds so incredibly young.
That's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's good to be young.
To be young, I guess so. Yeah.
Do you understand?
I think we all have it down
we
pretty
got
clearly.
You were in one of those very famous office pools.
You never know.
Well, no, see, he's not even admitting to it.
Now you did it.
Yeah, with a bullhorn up your ass.
Hey, come on now. No need for that.
Kind of an
they're going to blow.
Pardon me?
You would be the one that got killed, though. I would put money on it.
Hey, that is serious stuff. Stop threatening.
A little threatening, yeah.
Gotta hate them. Hey!
Hey, we're here. Don't refer to us in third person.
What's the deal?
Oh, sorry.
Now he's getting really obnoxious.
He's mocking us.
Silly, you might want to check it out.
You know, now he's talking in riddles.
Yeah. Right, he's at the fat farm.
Hey.
Who knows?
It's hard to live the straight, sober life.
Yeah, like you live in the straight, sober life. That's a joke.
I know that.
Yeah, I know
I've
you
do. I've done my research.
I know you have.
You're not straight and sober.
He is pathetic.
Who is?
Who is?
He must be mummy.
Who are you talking about?
Who? Stop talking in riddles.
I agree with that.
Stop it.
What?
You're trying to...
Oh, the kiss of death.
You're trying to confuse us.
Good question.
Hey, cut it out.
All the silly schools wear Nike.
What does that have to do with anything?
Money?
Money?
Oh, he is a figurehead.
What is he talking Who's a figurehead?
I choose to remember a lot of worthless crap. That's all I know.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, right.
Booyah!
All right.
Whatever.
Thank you.
A high school girls' tennis coach in Brooklyn is losing her job after getting caught in a lesbian relationship with one of her
That's
students.
That's good. It's a good thing.
Well, you would think so. Sure. 46-year-old Angela Zanakis reportedly had an intimate and sexual relationship with the 17-year-old for a year.
Oh, what could it be?
In New York, 17 is the age of consent, so no crime was committed. But school officials say the relationship was totally inappropriate, so...
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
So to speak. So the teacher will be fired, they say.
You never know.
Well, no, I think we do. Both parties confessed to the relationship after being caught in a sting operation. The student says the relationship was completely consensual.
Oh, those are quality guests.
They would be, wouldn't they?
Buzz, hold on, please.
Okay. It's silly.
We got a break. More news, more comments. And the trip to New Orleans are coming.
Right, he's getting senile.
Hey. Coming right up.
He's a fat turd.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Yeah!
Smells like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, you know, we've gone through the entire show. Normally, if we have a great prize, like the WWF trips will make you jump through hoops.
Yeah.
Not today.
No.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Caller 100. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York. WNEW 877-692-1027. A free trip for two to New Orleans to see the WWF Royal Rumble for the 100th caller right now. Go crazy. Dial to your fingers or our bloody stumps. Here now, Buzz, look at that. Plenty of time left.
That's amazing.
Not even rushing you today.
There cool. you go.
Go ahead, old man. Take your time.
Why, thank you, you young whippersnappers. The New York Post says it thinks it knows why Time Magazine picked Rudy Giuliani over Osama bin Laden. As Man of the Year.
Because Rudy Giuliani's a good guy?
Well, Man of the Year is not necessarily an honor. It goes to whoever has the most influence on the world in a given year. Time Magazine did, in fact, once name Adolf Hitler Man of the Year. The Post says there's a
Rob. Rob has me on his shoulder because he got thumbs up.
God, for him every year.
Rob.
Never did that.
No, I'm kidding.
The Post says there's a strong rumor in the magazine business that Time made its decision under pressure from Walmart. The patriotic Walmart reportedly told Times publishers that if bin Laden made Man of the Year, it would refuse to stock that edition.
Well, good for them.
That would have seriously hurt sales for the magazine, maybe enough so to make the publishers reconsider.
I say good for Walmart. F that. I mean, you don't do that in the year. That's to put Osama bin Laden on the cover as Man of the Year would have been ludicrous.
I agree, but I don't like the thought that Walmart is dictating content to a major publication.
Yeah, but you know what? On this particular issue, I don't care. I'm just glad he's not on the cover, and I don't care how he didn't get on the cover.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would have mattered to Hill of Beans if he was on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know. Making him Man of the Year just seems kind of weird.
But F Walmart for being Big Brother to say if you do this, if you you want Walmart dictating what's going to be said and what's going to be shown.
Yes, yes, I do.
All right, never mind then.
Okay, point settled.
You win.
Alaska has an interesting policy on guns.
I like that little smiley face telling me how to live my life. And then flipping down a price.
It was a little Zorro face, you
mean? Absolutely.
Right.
A court in Alaska has ruled you can be mentally ill.
Guns are great.
You can still be mentally ill and still have a gun legally in Alaska.
There's Imus. Stupid idiot. Well, there's proof right there.
Timothy Wagner's gun permit was taken away when he walked into a store in Anchorage, dripping wet.
Hey, now, there's, you know, Buzz, I got more proof that you can have a gun and be mentally deranged.
Lisa, you are on the air. We're talking about Alaska here.
Convicted felons can't have guns, though.
No, their wives can.
Their wives can.
Oh, right. If they have wives.
Oh!
Timothy,
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Timothy Wagner's gun permit was taken away when he walked into a store in Anchorage dripping wet. He told the clerk he was trying to soak away the chemicals in his body before they killed him, and he said a computer chip had been implanted in his head. But the court has now ordered officials to give back Tim's gun permit.
Oh, God.
Turns out the law in Alaska only prevents gun permits for people who have actually been committed to a mental hospital. Tim's still out there walking around, so he can have the gun.
Probably listening to us. We're on in Alaska and in Anchorage, aren't we?
Well, do you think any of that is based on, like,
AADX-FM?
The killer grizzly bears and moose, the mooses and stuff like that?
What's up, guys?
Defending himself against large, wild animals.
What's up, guys?
Where's my gun roar?
Like that one. Be like
me. What's up, guys?
Be like me. Always back out of a parking space slowly.
Liar.
In Asheville, North Carolina, someone didn't. The woman's car broke through a concrete barrier, flew off the third level of a parking garage there, and landed upside down 35 feet below. Amazingly, the woman is okay. Rescuers say they found her inside the car, balled up in the fetal position. And even more amazing, they say the airbag may have saved her life.
Wow.
Be careful where you park in Milwaukee. The city handed out a record 1.2 million parking tickets last year. Yeah. That's two parking tickets for every man, woman, and child in Milwaukee.
And my brother's just moved there.
Yeah.
That means that parking, that's going to go way up. Because he gets the parking tickets all the time there.
Yeah, but he don't pay them.
No, he don't.
There's the difference.
My brother opens up. I'm not lying. My brother, I don't know, I'm talking like this. But my brother, he opened up his glove compartment.
Uh-huh.
Got like 500 parking tickets in
there.
Wow.
There you go.
All of them from Chicago.
All for Milwaukee now.
He says, I don't go to Chicago.
There you go.
In this car.
That's it.
The city made 50% more money off parking tickets in 2001 than it made in the year before. Last year's parking tickets totaled $19.5 million.
Yeah, go back.
That's a record.
No doubt singer Gwen Stefani's getting married to the lead singer from Bush. No date's been set, but Stefani says she's agreed to marry British singer Gavin Rossdale. He's 34, she's 32. Neither singer's been married before.
I'm not for that. I like her, but I don't like that.
He's nice, though. He's a nice Bush.
Really?
He's a pussy.
They say they'll set a date
nice Bush
later this year.
Nice Bush.
In sports, Washington Redskins coach Marty Schottenheimer says he's not keen on handing some of his control over to a new general manager. And he says he's not likely to leave the team for a settlement less than the $7.5 million promised in his contract. Schottenheimer's keeping his agent on hand here in Washington, waiting for his next meeting.
Stay cool.
Waiting for his next meeting with team owner Dan Snyder. That meeting could come on Sunday.
Can't blame him.
And finally, an update from the Monkey News Network.
MNN.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, Mickey the Monkey could be facing the death penalty for his violent ways.
Oh, poor Mickey.
The 25-pound Japanese snow monkey, and I like the sound of Japanese snow monkey, busted out of a chain-link cage in his owner's backyard. A neighbor, apparently you can have monkeys as pets in Tennessee, a neighbor frightened to see a monkey on the loose in the suburbs says the monkey attacked him as he got out of his car. He says the monkey jumped onto his back and it was biting him. He spun around to get the monkey off his back and then pinned the primate and held him down till Knoxville police arrived. The cops say they'll give the zoo and the local veterinary college a chance to adopt Mickey the marauding monkey. But if no one wants him, Mickey is just so much monkey meat. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Buzz.
No!
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, no for no.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go. Let's see. Let's see. who do we thank today? The Jordans?
Jerry Glanville.
Also, yeah, thank you, Mike. Jerry Glanville, NFL Today, Sunday
yep.
on CBS. Also, thanks to Robert, the Angry Mailman, and Charlie Stossel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Back with an all-new episode on Monday. Don't let me forget to read this. Chantilly, Chantilly, Chantay. Chantay. Craps are coming. Join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band at Sully's in Chantilly this Saturday night. It's delicious.
It is. Please come.
Going to try to break the attendance record of,
we did better than the two times ago last weekend, but we really have to do well because we got a terrible deal over there.
Go see them. They're great.
I mean, they're paying us nothing. So we got to get like a million people in there to make, to break even.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Warrington, Virginia.
Bill, you lucky son of a gun. You have won a trip for two to New Orleans.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
WWF Royal Rumble. Your trip includes round-trip airfare, two nights hotel, and tickets to the event. WWF Royal Rumble in demand on Sunday, January 21st, 8 p.m. Everybody, please call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order the WWF Royal Rumble. Enjoy, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your trip to New Orleans. And that's it. We got to go. We'll see you Monday with the all-new episode. Okay, good day to you, sir.
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 And, Rob.
Man of the year.
Can you?
Can you?
Can you be kind, Rob? Yes. Please throw that hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. We will see you Monday. Thank you for listening, everybody.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Who we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.